Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and welcome to Santa's Express. This is South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the South Cars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. I'm going to shorten up the preamble here a little bit today because we have a lot to cover with the program. But before we get started, I'd like to know if there is any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, call now, please. All right, that's good. Now, how about anybody celebrating their birthday today or last week or this week? We'd like to pipe you aboard early. Over. Okay, we're not getting any older. I am honored today to introduce our Santa Express special. This program will highlight the activities of this season around the world and will be moderated by Mrs. Santa Claus herself. Now let me advise all stations connected that this net will be recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast. All stations participating will be part of that recording. So let me recharge everybody's batteries here for a second, and we'll get on with the program. Okay, I'm proud to introduce everyone to our one and only Mrs. Santa. She joins us today, making this her sixth consecutive appearance with us on South Cars, and we are very delighted that she has once again accepted. Allow me for a moment to give you some brief information regarding the clauses. Mr. and Mrs. Claus are very private people, despite their very public roles. I am in the delicate position of knowing many things, and today I have been charged with being the spokesperson for the North Pole. After all, Mr. and Mrs. Claus are very dear friends. However, it's a great responsibility. Everyone always asks the question, what is Mrs. Claus's first name? As far as a first name for Mrs. Claus, I've always addressed her as Mrs. Claus. This isn't written rule, no written rule on this at the North Pole, but nobody here would dare address her in anything else. Even Santa calls her Mrs. Claus, although every now and then, you know, we can hear him saying honey, too. I think this is because Santa shows such care and respect to Mrs. Claus. He demands that everyone else be polite around her, and he gets very upset when she has to intervene in arguments between the elves. Now, Mrs. Claus is very dignified and warm. She is well-mannered and polite. Santa always opens up doors for her, seats her at the table, makes certain that she dresses warmly when she's going outside, because Santa treats her like a queen, the rest of us do too. Mrs. Claus will be our moderator today, but she will be have the help of reporters around the world, representatives from the Postal Service, our chief inventory specialist on who's naughty and nice. And this year, South Cars has been told that there will be some dramatic changes in which Santa will be operating, and further, some are only temporary, and yet others are lasting. First, Santa, after many, many years of delivering gifts during Christmas, has developed an arthritis condition in his right shoulder. His doctor is interjecting cortisone shots to relieve the pain. Santa is right-handed. Therefore, years he has been carrying large bags of presents over his right shoulder, and in doing so has caused problems with his right shoulder and arm. Let me buy a nickel here a minute. The doctors have recommended that he not use his right side for this year's travel, and the rest may well cure his problem. To this end, Santa's lovely wife, Mrs. Santa, has offered to deliver the packages this year, with Mr. Santa staying in the North Pole and commanding the operation through use of his 4G droid phone with all of the top-to-date apps, so he will be in constant contact with Mrs. Claus in case help is needed or problems arise. By the way, Mrs. Santa, too, is experienced right arm and shoulder problems. But Christmas and the children are just so important to her that she will be there to fill in for Santa this year and happy to do so. In addition to the news, we have found that a complete update to Santa's operation and delivery system has been accomplished. And by the way, several dry runs have been conducted just this week. First, the reindeers have been put into a furloughed condition. The sleigh has been outfitted with the latest technology of propulsion known as hydrogen-induced rocket propulsion. This creates a speed of over the speed of light. That is to say, it is faster than any man has known. Remember, Rudolph was retired last year, but Rudolph Jr., with his intensified red nose, will be riding in a sleigh due to the fact that the sleigh has now been outfitted with a state-of-the-art GPS system. Rudolph's main job will now be to be the emergency backup, should the system fail, the GPS system. And in other words, enjoy the trip around the world and eat all the cookies he can get and be there if he's needed. Last but not least, it's been rumored, but not yet confirmed, that Santa's distribution and delivery system may change this year. The thought being discussed is to utilize the sleigh's new gyro navigational system to lock the sleigh directly over the hole of the chimney. At this point, the sleigh will remain in a hovering position. Drop a winch controlled into the chimney, which will be lowering a bag of the Christmas presents and four small electronic robots. These robots will be emptying the bag, placing the presents under the tree, gathering the cookies and other treats for Santa, and be pulled back up to the sleigh, preparing the situation for the next spot. It has been suggested that if this type of delivery was utilized, it would save wear and tear on the clauses and reduce the time at least in half for every stop needed around the world. And may I also add that the elves decided to take the sleighs on as several test runs so that Mrs. Santa is assured of safe travel. Let me buy a nickel here. So at this point, let's get the program started. I would like to introduce Mrs. Santa. Let her start out by saying which elves she has assisting her today. Mrs. Claus, thank you for using Southgard's VOIP again this year and for your trip report, and thank you for being you. This is KY6V for Southgard's, turning it over to Mrs. Claus.
Well, welcome, everyone, and a very, very Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Thank you, Gordon, for your nice comments and your special introduction. You know, I don't think Santa and I have thanked you enough for all you have done for us over the years to help outfit the sleigh with all those upgrades and those technological gadgets. Your recent visit, when we discussed Santa's medical condition, was such a special visit, and we appreciate your help and advice so much. I must say, I agree with your advice on resting Santa this year and using me as that fill-in. I sure hope I can live up to everyone's expectations. This year's Santa Express will be just a bit different. You know, I usually stay at the North Pole and keep in contact with Santa by my 4G iPhone and wire-free coast-to-coast North Pole-to-South Pole computer. I was always texting and Twittering him with requests from everyone, but there were times he just lost track of time and location and became very achy and tired, so changes needed to be made for the best of the children around the world. Let me pause for a moment. This year, we have decided, like Gordon has said, to give Santa a much-needed rest in hopes that he will be back to his jolly old self next year. After all of us depend on Santa year to year, and we need to keep him around as long as possible. Santa's job, or I guess you'd say Mrs. Santa's job this year, just got easier this year. Along with all those other changes, Santa's head elf, Henry, reported today to the Holiday Post while the elves were sky testing out his new sleigh and equipment. The fog, the rain, the sleet, and the snow were so bad it was really hard to see. When the elves heard this, they quickly set to working on a new gadget that lights up to help Mrs. Claus locate houses from below. They call it the Mrs. Santa Beacon. Today, too, the elves will be looking into every nook and cranny of the workshop to make sure every toy has been packed. Last year, Santa Claus had to come back for the yo-yos, and we sure don't want to have to make that extra trip this year. Using great care to take up as little space as possible, the sleigh-loading elves have stocked the sleigh with the supplies I need for my long flight. This includes things like a flashlight, a blanket, extra carrots for Rudolph Jr., hot cocoa for when it gets cold, and ice water for when it is hot, and other beverages as well when I may get tired. People sometimes forget that Santa Claus, and this year Santa Claus, flies through every kind of climate and weather as we round the globe, hot, cold, and the in-between. And let me pause again. You know, Gordon, KY6B, we need a favor again this year. I know Santa and Chief Elf Henry can handle most of the problems that arise at the North Pole, and we have discussed from time to time. Can you check with Santa every once in a while and see how the elves are doing and whether disciplinary actions need to be put in place, and definitely let me know how Santa is doing. Remember last year and the fights that happened. You know what happens when boys and girls get together. We need to make sure that the elves are on track in case more toys are needed for all those good boys and girls everywhere. So I'm going to throw it to you just for a moment, KY6B, Mr. Gordon, to see if that's a confirmation.
I'd be very happy to, Mrs. Santa. I'm in direct communication here on a different channel with Santa, and that will remain full-time during your exploits. I'm currently out here in the Hawaiian Islands with Kathy. Kathy wanted to come out here and see what the islands were all about. So I am currently parked with my sleigh and my reindeers. I don't have this new hydrogen propulsion yet. So my max speed is the speed of light. So I'm available if something comes up. But back to you, over.
All right. Thank you so much for helping us out once again. You know, once again, Merry Christmas to one and all, and especially all those boys and girls, ladies and gents of all ages worldwide awaiting their arrival of Santa. This year, Santa, Mrs. Santa, welcome also to all of my team and Santa's helpers who will be assisting me today. This year, the Santa Express is making a few special stops. We're stopping at the International Space Station to deliver joy and happiness to all of the astronauts, and going to make a flyby over Mars because all of us know future habitation is being planned on Mars, and we want to make sure landing is okay. Once again, this is Mrs. Santa Claus, and it's with the help of my very good friend, Kathleen, Kilo 6 Sierra United November, that I am able to connect to all of you today. Even though Santa and I have most recently become able to get our ham tickets, we are unable to do much talking over the airwaves, so I really look forward to our chat today. Kathleen and I right now are connected through Skype, and Kathleen is patching me through her system as the control operator. I know Kathleen is very active on South Cars and a school teacher and is on that very much needed 2-week vacation. I hope that she is enjoying the rest and the relaxation. That is such a shame because I am sure she would have so much to contribute to the Christmas festivities, but I know she needs the rest. So I know you are listening, Kathleen. Merry Christmas to you and yours. And with great joy, and I understand Kathleen was just married this year, so I wish her much happiness and a great Christmas together with her new hubby. Kathleen had been talking to both Santa and myself over the years on becoming ham radio operators and get licensed. And we took her up on that offer of help. Her help and South Car's course material sure helped us greatly. It's such a pleasure to be your moderator today as we talk to all the boys and girls guys and gals of all ages, as we all prepare for Christmas in each of our households. So, before I go into the short stories with recent activities and before I introduce my team, I want to see if we have any check-ins, especially boys and girls, ladies and gents anywhere, and any of those South Care's members who are connected. So, do I have any check-ins before we continue?
November Foxtrot Foxtrot.
Well, let's see, I have one person who wants to check in with us. Good morning to you, Doug, N6NFF, and hopefully you'll tell Mrs. Santa about the conditions out there in California, because I know you had quite some storms. But do I have anyone else who would like to check in at this time? You know, we have a long program, and you can check at any point, but I did want to give you the chance to check in right here at the beginning. Anybody else want to come aboard?
Golf, Mike, Romeo.
All right, Mr. Gary, KC2RMO, you were keyed up, but you had no audio. So you may want to check that out, and I'll pick you up after I've picked up both Doug and Matt. So, but check your audio. You must be having a problem. So with that, welcome both of you, a fine gentleman here this morning, both you and Doug and Matt. And I appreciate both you being here, and I want to hear all about your desires for Christmas, what you plan to do, maybe the weather in your area, maybe the conditions. Have you attended any parades? And just what's going to happen. So I'm going to start with you, Doug, N6NFF, from the grand state of California. Tell us if things have improved out there and the weather conditions, and of course, I want you to tell us what you'd like for Christmas, and I want you to say hello to another, that is Sheila. Say hello to her from Mrs. Claus as well. So N6NFF, please come aboard.
Well, good morning, Mrs. Claus. Good morning, Santa, and I say morning because it is morning here in California, and we'll say hello to everyone who is connected up today for the Santa Express. This is Doug, N6NFF, and we are located in Sacramento, California. My South Car's number is Echo 1874. That's Echo, $18.74. Well, presently, Mrs. Claus, Sacramento is experiencing fog, although that should be starting to burn off as we've approached the 9 o'clock hour Pacific time. We have a present temperature of 47 degrees. We should see the mid-50s for a high today. There is a chance of rain later in the afternoon, snow up in the mountains. In fact, large portions of the Sierra Nevada mountains are under a winter storm advisory beginning at noon today Pacific time and lasting until 8 p.m. Pacific. Let me please reset the timers. So Santa Claus is going to need, he will definitely need Rudolph in case that fancy-dancy GPS system should fail. As far as what Sheila and I would like for Christmas is, we are in need of a USB hard drive. That's what we would like to get from Santa. On June 13th, Friday the 13th, our other hard drive crashed, and I lost everything. Fortunately, there was a gentleman in our radio club who was able to put a new hard drive in, and he let us pay him over time. So we got that all taken care of, but the lesson learned is we need to get our stuff backed up. So that's what we would like from Santa, a USB hard drive. And I will make sure that Sheila gets your Christmas greetings. She cannot hear me because I'm using a USB headset microphone. That means that the speakers are muted, so she is unable to hear. And the IRLP node that we could have used just does not sound very good. There's something very wrong with its outbound audio, but I will pass the message along to Sheila. That's all I have, Mrs. Claus, so I want to wish you a safe journey around the world today. May you return to the North Pole safely, and may you, Santa, and all of the elves have a very Merry Christmas, and that goes for everyone who is connected. We'll send it back to you, Mrs. Claus. This is N6NFF.
Well, thank you so much, Doug, and once again say hi to Sheila. You know, let me tell you a little story about those USB hard drives. Santa and I have a Dell USB hard drive. It's a terabyte. We put everything on it, you know, and about, I don't know, I don't think it was Friday the 13th. It was probably sometime maybe during the summer. All that information was on that hard drive. And when I tried to access it, it would not recognize it. I tried everything I could, and you know what? I did not back that up on my computer, so I lost a great deal of information. So we got a replacement from Dell, but I had to start backing up things. And this is my suggestion, Doug. In the future, back up everything as well on your desktop so that you have a backup when something like that happens. But I know the feeling, and I'll tell you what, I don't think we have one on our sleigh, but I'm definitely going to get in touch with Mr. Gordon when he has to head back up to the North Pole to definitely see if we have anything like that in stock so that we can make sure and get that to you. And there's a lot of nice USB hard drives out there, and hopefully you can get one for Christmas, and that'll be under your tree. I'll turn it back to you, Doug, and see if you have any further comments.
Well, Mrs. Claus, I can't think of anything else that would make you rich or famous. I'm sure that the previous remarks did not, but I'll just say once again from my darling wife, Sheila, her service dog, Rufus, the big almost 4-year-old black lab, and myself, be sure to have a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful 2015. Back to you. This is N6NFF.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, Doug, and your lovely wife as well. And like I said, we will do all we can in our power to get you that USB hard drive so that you can begin backing up your information. But again, make sure you have a backup to that hard drive as well in case it happens what happened to us. So hopefully you can stay connected as long as possible and listen to the program. We have a lot of fun things going on, and we have a lot of helpers out there. But I'm going to call out there to hopefully he has his headset working on, and that is Mr. Gary RMO. He's one of my helpers there in the background. He's going to check on his naughty and nice list and see if you and Sheila are on that list. So, Mr. RMO, is your headset working? Can you come back aboard? I guess not, Mr. Gary. Your audio is very, very low. So I'm going to call in another one of the helpers out there, and that is Mr. KY6D, Mr. Gordon, and see if he can check the list and see what information he can find. So if you're on that nice list, it's almost a really good chance you're going to get that headset or hard drive. But if you're on that naughty list, which I don't think you are, but let's see what my elf Gordon has to say.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Santa. I've done two things here. I want to say hello to Sheila and to Doug out there in California. They certainly are on the good side of the ledger. Five-star rated in both departments. In addition, I have talked with Santa on the other channel. I've asked him to loaded a backup drive for Doug on the resupply sleigh. I see that you are about 48 seconds into arriving in Afghanistan, and I'll make arrangements so that the supply vessel meets you on some point before you get to California, and you'll be all set. KY6V to Mrs. Claus.
Well, thank you so much for that, Gordon. Thanks for checking with Santa. And you didn't tell me how he was doing, but we'll check a little further on his condition. I'm sure he's doing grand. And that is very special of you to be keeping in touch with him, because I know he would like to be up in the sleigh versus myself. But I have a companion right next to me, Rudolph Jr., and he's taking pretty good care of me. So, and I'm pretty warm at this point. And thanks for updating everyone on my travels. So, with that, I'm going to break with you, Doug, but hopefully you'll stay connected as we continue through the program, and maybe you can come back aboard. I'm going to pick you up, Matt, N9GMR, and I think you're in the state of Florida. Maybe you can tell us what the conditions are. You know, I think they've been having some warm weather, but I also understand they're going to have a cold front. So maybe you can tell us about your weather. What's the mood maybe in your area and in Florida? And, of course, we want to know what's on that wish list for you. And we'll also check to see if it's been naughty or nice. So, Matt, please come aboard.
Okay. It's in that GMR here. Matt, you're correct. Port Orange, Florida, right outside Daytona Beach. And here, according to my phone, which is the only way I have to check the weather at the moment, that I could easily get to. According to Siri on the iPhone, he tells me it's 81 degrees and it's hot. Although last night when I had the weather on, I had my local news channel on cable. They said we're going to be getting some rain today. Well, I hope that doesn't happen because I'm supposed to go out today and I don't particularly want to get wet. And actually, Mrs. Claus, what I have said for the past few years, let me reset the timers here. What I have said for the past few years, I'm saying it again this year, the best Christmas gift I could ever have cannot be bought in a store. And I have to say this year, I've already gotten the best Christmas gift there is. And he's a fellow ham operator I met through one of our local repeaters. Not only did I recruit him for South Cars, but he has allowed me to use his equipment, because I don't have HF at my house, but he does at his. And he lets me use his radio whenever I'm over there. And I'm over there with him at least once a week, sometimes more than that. And I check into South Cars. Not only do I check in on the VOIP side, but I check in on the HF side also. And my HF number is 10704. Or, as they say on the HF side, the ticket number is 10704. So the best Christmas gift I could ever have, and I've already got it for this year, is good friends and spending time with my family. But if I was going to ask for something that could be bought in a store, I don't know. I can't answer that question. That's a hard question to answer. Back to Nat in 9GMR.
Well, thank you, Matt, so much for sharing that with South Cars and Mrs. Claus. And if I recall, your friend's name is Dennis. And I think both of you joined the HF side of South Cars. Kathleen really keeps me up to date on this, and I needed to have all this information in case you came aboard. So, glad that you could be on the HF side and the VOIP side of South Cars today to join us. But be thinking about what you can find as far as a material gift. But I do agree, a good friends, good family time, peace and prosperity is what's most important in most of our lives. But I will tell you what we were given, and this is what Santa Claus gave me this year. You know, we desperately needed some bar stools for a counter that's very, very high. And so Santa Claus was able to purchase some very exquisite bar stools for me, and that was my Christmas present. And I really enjoyed those, and they are so fantastic. So hopefully, Matt, you'll join us, and maybe you can be thinking about that material gift you'd like. But there's nothing more important than family, friends, and South Cars, of course. With that, I'm going to try to call on Mr. RMO once again, and he was the next one on my list, to see if that microphone is working for him so he can tell me if you're on that good list or that naughty list, and what the chances of You don't know what a material gift is, but maybe he would like to just tell us if you're on that list. So, Mr. Gary, KC2RMO, my elf in the background, my naughty and nice checker, my inventory checker, how say you? Is your audio working?
I'm almost ready to do it. It doesn't look good, but I don't know. You let me know if I'm coming across. KC2RMO, back to you, Mr. Sanders.
All right, Gary, I want to tell you your audio is still very, very low. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United System. This is Mrs. Cloth. Mr. Gary, you're going to have to check your audio again and maybe a different headset. But let me throw it over there to one of my other helpers and see if he is there. And I do not see him there at the moment. But let me call on Mr. Gordon once again. WA1NXI was one of my helpers, but I don't see him connected any longer. So let me throw it over to you, Mr. Gordon. See if you can tell me, is Matt on that good list or that naughty list?
Oh, absolutely. He's there with five stars also. You know, Mrs. Claus, he and Doug teamed together as a team for the SSIN program every Saturday, or when their scheduled date comes up for the program. So they're true blue and properly tattooed. Mrs. Claus, go ahead.
All right. Thank you so much. And I thank Miss Kathleen. She's been telling me about their teaming together. And I think she actually said, and who knows, maybe I can connect and listen to it. I think they're on board this Saturday as well, after Christmas, of course. But I know they do so much for South Cars, and it's such a pleasure for both of you to be here with Mrs. Claus and the Santa Express and South Cars today. But, you know, Matt, think about that material gift. Maybe we all need to go together and purchase a headset for Mr. Gary, RMO, because he seems to be having a slight little problem. But I'm going to see if I can continue with the program. So let me pause as I read a little story to you, and then I'll introduce my team, and then we'll see where we can go from there. So let me pause. All right, Santa the other day wrote a poem for all that was entitled, Is Santa Real? Because of some of the recent mail we've received from the young and the old alike, I want to share that with you. From many a child I often hear a question one would think I fear. So inquisitive their minds, so bright their eyes, I never be a party to feeding them lies. Santa, are you real? They ask and ask. Answering each in earnest is a monumental task. Driven like a race car, persistent, oh, they are, they whisper in my ear. They shout it from afar, Santa, are you real or not? My friends all say you're fake. Please answer me once and for all. Answer now for Christmas' sake. Well, I answer the question with a question of my own. If I'm not real, then who wrote this poem? It's the spirit, you see, that makes Santa be. And certainly now, while the spirit's in me, I am real and I am Santa. You know, I have been cooking goodies for Santa all week. Kathleen sent me those famous chocolate chip cookies and a fruitcake, and friends from South Cars have been sending goodies and cards for quite some time. But I sure hope all of you boys and girls will provide Santa Claus, myself, and Rudolph with some treats. Cookies, crackers, and cheese, fudge, truffles, celery, carrots, cheesecake, just anything would be great. I, in place of Santa this year, am flying to each of you with a bundle of toys and joy. And with the help of all of my reporters around the world and friends of South Cars, Santa will know exactly where I am at all times. Through new technology, I will be texting and twittering my elves, my chief administrative assistant, helpers at the North Pole, and of course my Santa, with your gift requests continually, and my reports from my staff on the naughty or nice list. Santa will also know my location and weather conditions throughout my trip as we keep in contact each of our reporters around the world. Let me pause for a moment. Now, before I begin asking for check-in once again, I want to introduce all Santa's Express team this year, who have been working in the background so diligently to make the Santa Express a success for everyone worldwide this year. So at this time, let me introduce our background team. Though traditions may differ, the joy and magic of the holiday season is the same all around the world. We also have those stations available from different countries who will tell us how Christmas may be celebrated in their country. Status on packages and letters from Santa through the post office, and don't be shy if you wish to contact with any of our team. So let me pause here for a moment, and I'm going to introduce my team. Of course, we have Kathleen's system, the K6SUN system. We have the reporter on the scene, Gordon, through the KY6B in the Hawaiian Islands. We have the reporter on the scene, Slav, joined by Julia and Serge, through UA3QGN in Russia. We have the reporter on scene, Robert, through the MM3LVQ in Scotland. We have the master broadcaster on the scene, Gary, through KC2RMO in New York. He's our naughty and nice checker, our inventory specialist, our administrative assistant with updates about elves, updates from the post office and elf production. And currently, this elf is having audio problems, so hopefully he can get that corrected. We have a reporter on the scene, Mike, that's WA1NXI, and through his station in Maine, he's also going to be doing the same, all the checking for us. We have reporters on the scene, Jim and Rebecca, that's KV4QY and QX, through their system in Georgia, who will also be checking on various, you know, elk production and post office, naughty and nice checker. And then we have Roger, W4RFJ, through his system in Ridley Park, who will be helping us as well. So let me pause once again. It is because of all of the support of these stations that our Santa Express is always such a success every year. I want to thank you, to each of you, for helping today. You know, one of my jobs today is to relay all messages from everyone of all ages to Santa. We have reporters in all locations throughout the world that will tell us of my location and weather conditions and excitement in their area, how the kids are reacting to the coming of Santa, Mrs. Claus, how the adults are acting, the emotions, the decorations, and how the animals are decorated. Remember, I will relay your request to Santa and the elves, and we will do all in our power to see that your gift can be delivered, or possibly we need to get those elves in the workshop busy making more inventory if they can stop fighting long enough. Let me pause once again. Once again, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November System and the Santa Express for South Cars. Santa's elves have been busier than usual this year preparing inventory. The Clauses are making our big annual trip. Have so much to do and it's so busy, but Santa did want me to extend his apology to each and every one of you that he could not be with you today himself on the Santa Express. But no fear, you are in his heart and in his thoughts, and remember, he is right next to me, smiling and quite touched by your enthusiasm, and that's just a figurative speech because he's actually not next to me, but he is in my heart. Our North Pole staff will be checking our inventory, our naughty and nice list, post office updates, and try keeping our elves under control. They'll be checking to see if our stock needs to be replenished so that Santa and Mrs. Claus can do all in the power to deliver that request to each of you. So boys and girls and ladies and gents, at any time that you wish to talk to any of our reporters, just simply come back and we'll connect. So at this point, I'm going to just take a pause and see if that administrative assistant in the background has been able to check his audio and would like to come aboard, just so that we know he's okay. So KC2RMO, tell me, is audio okay, and how are you today? Well, I see Mr. RMO is trying to work on his system. So, I'm going to, before I go into the story about the blizzards we've been having, I'm going to see if my reporter in Russia, Mr. Slav, Julia, maybe Serge, can come aboard. Tell us how things are in Russia. Did you get that much-needed snow that I know you've been requesting? You know, because I know up in Gary's area, up in the state of Michigan and all that, they're going to have quite a storm coming on. So maybe you can tell us whether you got that much-requested snow. Of course, the request of each of you. Tell me the conditions there in Russia, as far as the people, and anything else you'd like to share. And once again, I want to thank you on behalf of South Cars for joining the Santa Express. UA3QGN, Mr. Slob, please come aboard and share with us. All right, he may be away from his computer at the moment. So let me go in here and tell you a little story about the blizzards. And then I, again, am going to throw it out there to see if we can get any check-ins to come aboard. So, well, let me do that right now. Let me throw it out there and see if I can get any additional check-ins to come aboard our Santa Express. Tell us your name, your call sign, your location, how things are in your area, and of course what you're wishing for Christmas. Anything you'd like to share, maybe the treats that you've been made. So with that, let me throw it out there to anyone, anywhere, any children, any hams, any ladies and gents that'd like to come aboard the Santa Express. Please come aboard with your suffix.
Juliet Alpha Kilo.
Well, Mr. Jack, I saw you come aboard. I also saw you, Slav Kia. I'm going to call on Jack, K4JAK, see what he would like to share with us today, and then I'm going to pick the call back out to you, Slav, and see if I can pick you back up. You didn't answer my call, so I thought maybe you were just away from the equipment. So, Mr. Jack, K4JAK, what can you tell Mrs. Claus? I understand that you, I'm not sure, did you have to work today, or did you get part of the day off? And are you enjoying some nice weather there? I believe you live in Fort Pierce area, and I understand you don't live too far from where Miss Kathleen teaches. So maybe you can tell us if you've seen Miss Kathleen recently, and is she doing okay? So with that, K4JAK, please come aboard.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Claus, and I'll say good evening, or I'm sorry, good afternoon to all the listeners. Across the South Cars repeater, young and old alike, and yes, I'm close to where Miss Kathy works, and she does come by the house on a daily basis, drives by, I should say, between the two schools that she teaches at, and we did see her here 2 or 3 weeks ago. Matter of fact, Sharon and myself had dinner with her and Mr. KY6V. It was a very, very enjoyable time. We really, really did appreciate it, and we had an excellent time. Other than that, there's not a whole lot that that I have to say. The weather here is just fantastic. I hate to rub it in, but I just looked. It's 83 degrees here, and they say it feels like 87. But we do have a cold front coming in. Supposed to start raining this afternoon. 30% chance of rain. Probably about 3 or 4 o'clock. About the time it gets to us, the front does and moves on south. So. I don't know what the temperature will be tomorrow, but they're saying it will be in the 70s, lower 70s, so and that's for the West Palm Beach area. So we'll probably be about 5 or 6 degrees cooler than that. But let me pass it back before I time it out, and let me give it back to Mrs. Claus there, K4JAK.
Well, thank you so much, Jack, and I'm glad that you could join us. And you didn't tell me whether you were working or not today. But you did give some update on the weather. And yes, Miss Kathleen was telling me there's going to be a slight drastic change. It's been in the 80s, and it's going to go down, I think, 70s or 60s. But I think it's short-lived. And, you know, it's strange weather, especially if it's a lot colder up north. And you didn't tell us what Santa Claus could bring you this year. Do you need any more antennas, any other equipment? I know that you got, I heard from Miss Kathleen that you turned in that beautiful truck you had for a smaller vehicle, mainly for the gas mileage probably. And she's also telling me that gas prices have really plummeted, so that car, you probably can go a long time without having to get gas in it. So, Mr. Jack, I'm going to throw it back to you. Is there anything that you have on your wish list that Santa Claus or myself could deliver to you? And I think she told me you have a lot of antennas, but maybe you'd like more. So, Mr. Jack, K4JAK, tell me anything else you'd like to report. And definitely tell me if you had to work today.
All right, Mrs. Claus, yes, I did work until noon today, and then we were given the rest of the day off with pay. which I do love. I did get a full day's pay for it, and we'll be off until Monday, and go back in on Monday. But doing local work here, which I really enjoy. It's the closest to home I've worked in years. So, but yes, I did have to get rid of my truck, gas mileage wise. I went to a vehicle where if I don't have 200 pounds of tools in the trunk, I get 40 miles to the gallon. With the 200 pounds of tools, I get about 36, but hey, it's still better than the 13 I was getting out of the truck. I did buy a new Dodge Dart is what I bought, so real happy with it, real pleased. And as far as something for Christmas, I have nothing that I want, you know, except that maybe... maybe our law enforcement in this country can have some peace and not having to worry about what's going on in the last week or so here with three of them right off the bat dying, two there in New York and the one here in Tarpon Springs. So that's my wish, is for all that to just go away and them be able to do their jobs in peace and not have to worry about that. But other than that, that's about it. I'll give it back to you and let you continue. And you are doing a fantastic job, by the way. Definitely always do enjoy listening when I get the chance. And just sorry that we cannot help anymore as we did there the first couple years. But hey, one day we'll have it to schedule down to where we can jump right back in there again. So K4JAK, back to the K6SUN station. Good day, Mrs. Claus. You have a great one.
Well, thank you so much, Jack, for coming aboard. You didn't share with all the listeners. Usually on Christmas and New Year's, you have a special treat. Normally, it's something you cook out on that grill. So maybe if you're still connected and you can come back aboard and in a little bit, you can share what you're going to have. Who knows? By the time I get back to the North Pole, we're actually going to do something different. You know, for Thanksgiving we had the turkey and all the trimmings. And I think for Christmas we are actually going to have shish kebabs. It's something a little bit different, but something after the busy day and night that I'll be having, it's probably going to be very relaxing for that. Thanks for being here, Jack, and for everything you do. And so happy that things are going well for you. And tell that lovely Sharon hello from Mrs. Claus. And, of course, I'm sure Kathleen will say hello as well. So I'm going to share a little story with you. And then I'm going to once again, well, let me see if I can pick up Mr. Slav so he can report to us on what conditions are there in Russia, and maybe a wish list. And let's see if we can connect back with him. Slav, UA3QGN, are you there by your equipment? And how about coming aboard and sharing us with Mrs. Claus and South Cars about Christmas in Russia?
Okay, thank you very much, Mrs. Claus. This is UA3 Quebec Golf November, reporting from Russia, and I'm surrounded by a bunch of Russian reporters too, or maybe helpers for me, and this is Mrs. Julia and Mr. Serge. And first I'd like to say that my number, South Coast number, is echo 0158, $1.58, and that I have 29.3 degrees Fahrenheit at the moment outdoors, so it is below freezing point. Unfortunately, no snow on the ground. A little bit more about that later. And with that, let me pass microphone to Julia and then Serge. And then we would like to tell a bit more about our local conditions. It would be made by our little story, this Christmas story from Russia. But first, mic to Julia.
Good afternoon. This is Julia, United Bravo 3 Kilo Bravo Oscar. My South Cars number is echo 0580. Merry Christmas to South Cars members, to your friends and your families. Today is not winter day, and I think we have a little story about this. And now I pass the mic to my son, Serge. Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, hello to all in Southcast. This is UB3 Kilo Bravo Papa. My name is Serge, spelled like Sierra Echo Radio Golf Echo, and my Southcast number is Echo 0581, and best wishes to all in Southcast today, and my mic back to UA3QGN Slav.
Okay, thank you very much, and now it's time for telling Mrs. Klaus and Southcast members, Santa Express members, the story, Christmas story from Russia. I think it won't take too much time, but it will probably will take about 3 minutes, so the timer will not turn it off, I hope. So let me refresh the system and start it. Okay, long time ago, people lived in Russia happily, and every year came nice hot summer, then golden fall, snowy winter, and wonderful spring. Unfortunately, life had changed dramatically 1 year, and the main problem was the nasty weather. Disgusting winter without snow. Wondering where this bad weather coming from, they chose to call a hero and send him to the north, because snow used to come from there. And departing, the hero said,
"We will go there and find out what is wrong with our snow. I promise I will bring that snow back and Russia will be a nice place again."
Okay, the hero had to travel a lot and finally came to a deep forest. That was the forest where a wicked witch used to live. Behind the house of the wicked witch, the hero found Father Frost and his granddaughter, Snow Maiden. They were enchanted and cannot move, but Snow Maiden could speak and she told the hero what happened.
"The wicked witch used very strong spell, and now we cannot move. I can't bring to Russia snow at winter time. We can't escape by ourselves, but my grandfather told me that there is his cousin living in a faraway country. His name is Santa Claus. Maybe you can go there and ask him for help. The point is that the wicked witch will fall against both Santa Claus and Father Frost if they would fight together."
Yes, I will do everything for help and for bring good weather and snow to Russia."
Okay, with these words, he went and after a long path, he found Santa and asked him for help. Santa immediately asked his elves to start the magic sleigh, and in a minute they were near Snow Maiden and Father Frost. He destroyed the spell of the wicked witch, and then Father Frost and Santa Claus used all their power and destroyed the wicked witch house, which was actually made of snow. So together they sent that snow to its destination, to Russia. And that was the happy end of our little story. And thank you for listening. I'm sorry for our little mistakes over here. With that, I'd like to pass microphone back to Mrs. Close, UA3QGN.
Well, thank you so much, Slav and Julia and Serge, for sharing that story. It was very special. And let's hope maybe if Santa Claus could bring you some snow really soon, because, you know, Christmas time in Russia is not the same. You've watched the movie From Russia with Love. I think that's all I ever saw was the snow in that movie. So hopefully you'll get a little bit of snow, because it's probably just not Christmas for you without that snow. But no one really said any type of gifts you want this year. And so if I can't relay the message to Santa Claus, in case we don't have it, I remember one year you wanted, I'm not sure if it was a computer or an Android, but is there any gifts out there that you would like? And Serge, maybe you'd like to share with Mrs. Claus. I understand from Miss Kathleen, that's Kilo 6 Sierra United November, that you were taking exams. And maybe you can share with us your grades on those exams. That would be a great Christmas present if you actually got perfect scores. So let me throw it back to the UA3QGN station, each of you, and see if there's any gifts you would like us to check on. This is Mrs. Claus coming through Kilo 6 Sierra United November's station. This is South Cars, and this is the Santa Express. So, Slav, come back aboard.
Okay, thank you very much, Mrs. Kathy, Mrs. Claus, I'm sorry. And certainly we would be pleased to have some gifts. And about the previous Santa Expresses, I would like to say every gift we asked Mr. O. Santa Claus, we got it, and everything is very nice, and we are enjoying all these things we asked. And this year we thought about it for a long time and decided to ask something special. I hope it will be in the store of Santa Claus. We had a little car over here, a little car, it's very, very, very little one and very old one. And we decided to probably, if Santa Claus would be so kind to send us a new car, that would be great. So I'm asking for that car, and I found that it would be nice if the name of the car would be somehow connected with the North Pole name. So maybe if that car is something like Polo in his name, that would be great. And this is my wish, but there is Julia. She probably will ask something else. So pass microphone to her.
Okay, nice desire to our family. And now I think... my name is Snow Maiden, and I'm a sister to Mrs. Santa Claus, and I think you pass my wishes to my cousin Santa Claus, and I wish a car plate, nice number for our car. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Well, thank you so much, Slav and Julian. I haven't heard from Serge to see if that he has anything he desires and how he did on those exams. But tell me, Mr. Slav, tell Mrs. Claus, do you want just a sedan? Do you want a station wagon? Do you want wood on the side? Are there any gadgets you want inside this Polo new car? And you know, actually, I can't drop it down the chimney like we were planning to do. Just way too big, so it may have to be an additional trip. But, Mr. Slav, give us some idea on the gadgets you'd like on that new car.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Claus. I'm sorry for the delay. Mr. Sears just was not quick enough to put the PTT button. So, a bit later I will pass microphone to him. And about the car, Polo sedan would be nice. And no problem about the chimney, I think. Probably there is some magic. You can just drop it not far from our house. It would be nice, but let me pass microphone to Mr. Serge. He would probably say about his examinations last year and this year. And maybe he will wish something for him. Over.
Okay, this is UB3 Kilo Bravo Papa. Hello to all again. And actually about exams from last year and this year, it was really good. And I would like to ask Mr. Santa Claus to to present winter trials for our car. It will be really nice, and little help for exams at this year. Actually, I already got the best mark of one exam today, and it is really good. Okay, this is Serge, EBC Kilo Bravo Papa, back to Slav.
Okay, thank you, Serge, and I would like to mention that we have a lot of chocolate cookies for Santa Claus and his elves, and probably for you, Mrs. Claus. So, you are welcome. And Mike, back to you, UA3QGN from Russia.
Well, thank you so much, Slav, Julie, and Serge, for joining our Santa Express, and for especially the story. That was a very special story. And we're going to do all we can in our power to try to get that new, and you wanted a sedan, and maybe we'll be able to use that special transporter we have to get that car to you so that you have it very shortly. So, and thanks for the cookies, you know. We may just send those robots down your chimney and bring up those cookies. And so I and Rudolph Jr., and actually we're doing really well up here. It's not that bad as far as the temperature. And the sleigh is just working fantastically. And Rudolph is just sitting here, just relaxing. Hasn't had to do anything yet. But he has that nose lit up because it's starting to get a little bit foggy up here. But thank you for joining us today. Thanks for sharing with us. And Serge, you have a wonderful school year. And good luck on all the exams whenever they come aboard. And hopefully you can listen to us a little bit longer. But I know it's getting late for you. And but we appreciate you being here. But you know what? I'm going to throw it over to my helper in the background. That's Mr. Gary, KC2RMO. See if he's gotten his audio fixed. He's going to tell us if you're on that good list, that naughty list, and what his suggestions for that, getting that car to you, and what can be done. So let's see if he's in the background. KC2RMO, come aboard.
Thank you, Mrs. Claus, and I really hope this is working. I was getting a little scared there, but I changed computers, so I'm hoping that everything is going to be okay now. We will see what we shall see throughout this session here. We have 49 degrees where I am in Syracuse, New York, so it's totally un-Christmas-like. There is no snow here. And it's just a lot of mud, and but it's still Christmas, and that's what counts. And so we're all very much looking forward to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And I, as you well know, Mrs. Claus, I have my Christmas wish for a new rig, and I was kind of hoping for a FTDX 1200. Or a TS-590S, but we'll just see what's underneath that tree anyway. But I have a helper here in Syracuse that's helping me a little bit with that naughty and nice list, so let me just pause for a moment. I have Philo the Elf, who's running the software for checking naughty and nice. He has a red nose, too, but it's from a totally different reason, but we're not going to go into that right now. But Philo, if you could check Slav and his family for me, and let's see how they made out this year. So, Philo, take it away.
Well, thank you, Gary. I have run the program regarding Slav and his family, and I'm proud to report, happy to report, that they have all made the nice list this year. And a recommendation for Slav through the car, he should wish for a 1965 Mustang 2 Plus 2, a much better deal than what he's hoping for.
Well, thank you, Philo. That's very very good report, and we'll be hearing from you, I'm sure, a little bit more in this net. So with that, Kath, we're going to go back to you. This is KC2RMO, not Kathy at Kathy's station. We're going to K6SUN, but Mrs. Claus at K6SUN. This is KC2RMO.
All right, Mr. Gary, thanks so much for the report. And actually, in a way, I guess you'd say my name is Kathy. I'm going through her station, but no, this is Mrs. Claus. But, you know, we are very close, so I'm really happy that you shared that name with me. And, you know, no one ever knows my first name, so who knows? Maybe Kathy. But thanks for allowing us to hear from you, and hopefully that a new rig you want will be under that Christmas tree. Too bad about the snow, but I think it's possibly headed your way. You know, you probably will have quite a snowstorm. I think up in that area, at least in the upper part of Michigan, I think it's going to be rather nasty. So we'll see what we can do for Mr. Slav and his family. And actually, we are heading for Russia in about 10 seconds. So we will be dropping down that chimney, Mr. Slav and family, to pick up those cookies and make sure they're there so those robots can bring them back up to Rudolph and myself, because we're actually getting a little bit hungry. So thanks for that special, special treat. So with that, let me share with you a story. And then once again, I'm going to make the call out there for other people to come aboard. So let me pause for just a moment. You know, with the recent wintry blizzards, I want to share what happened recently here at the North Pole to ensure a very Merry Christmas to all before I ask for anyone everywhere to check in again. So let me share this. Emergency, emergency, blared Santa's electronic North Pole frosty weather reader meter. Due to super fierce Arctic snowstorms and extreme cold, no planes, trucks, or ships can make it up to the North Pole. This is not good, said Santa, looking at the screen on his weather machine and frowning. If the weather stays bad, no letters from children who don't have a computer will reach me in time for Christmas. Elf Biff shook his head sadly. I don't know what we're going to do, Santa. According to your frosty weather reader meter, this storm is not going to let up until late Christmas Eve. You and the reindeer can still fly, but it will be too late for those letters. Santa stood there quietly, stroking his beard and thinking hard. Then suddenly he broke into a big smile and his eyes were twinkling again. Santa picked up the phone to the workshop and said, Bert, are the model airplanes, ships, and cars finished? Yes, sir, said Bert proudly. He and the elves had been working hard and were ahead of schedule. A few minutes later, Santa joined Bert in the workshop. Bert was surrounded by toy models on the table. Let me pause a moment. Santa pulled out his magic dust, and poof! The models were now super planes, trucks, and ships ready for a special mission to bring all of Santa's letters to the North Pole. With Santa's magic, they could fly, sail, and drive in any weather. With elves flying, driving, and steering them, the new planes, trucks, and ships set out to get all the mail. The weather was fierce, with gusting winds, extreme cold, and blinding snow. The Santa's magic, the supermodels were able to deliver Santa's mail to the North Pole. Hooray, Santa has done it again, yelled Biff. Now all the letters from boys and girls from around the world are here in time for Christmas. Okay, let's get back to the Santa's Express and the children. So when I ask for check-ins, simply come back with your call sign, your first name, your location, your third-party traffic. At that time, I will ask each of you to talk to us briefly before I ask for your wish list. On behalf of the Santa Express, Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and all of Santa's team, welcome once again to the Santa Express 2014. Now, with all of this said, let me ask if at this time there are any boys and girls that would like to come aboard and say hi to Mrs. Claus. If so, come aboard with your suffix or your name and your location if you're coming in as third-party traffic. So how about having some check-ins before we continue? Well, it doesn't look like we have any check-ins at this point. You know, I'm able to see who's on this list, and there's people who I haven't talked to and haven't been involved in a long, long time, and we sure would like to hear from you. I see someone by the name of Rick in Ohio. I see someone by the name of Pete up there in Canada. And I see others. I see Doug there in Fort Myers. And speaking of Fort Myers, I just heard information from Kathleen. Now, one of your, I think, board members and a member of South Cars WQ1I just flew in to Fort Myers from his area. So he's down in that nice warm area. So how about anyone? Let me throw it out there once again before I continue. See if there's anyone anywhere who'd like to come aboard and talk to Mrs. Claus. All right. Doesn't look like we've got some shy people out there. Don't want to talk to Mrs. Claus. Do not want to tell us about their area. So I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Mr. Gordon once again. He's our reporter there in the Hawaiian Islands, and see if how things are out there. And he can also update me on Mr. Santa up there. And, you know, at the same time, Mr. Gordon, if you checked on the status of all those workers up there, and you can let me know how things are going up there, and that'll give enough people out there time to get that energy they need to check into the Santa Express. So, Mr. Gordon, KY6V, are you there? Can you report to us from the Hawaiian Islands?
Well, I'd be very happy to, Mrs. Claus. Thank you for the opportunity. I'll start with the North Pole. I've been talking with Santa during all of your travels. He's reporting that there was a little bit of a problem with some of the elves getting into the rum again this year, like they did last year. And we're getting a little noisy and a little rowdy. So he locked up the rum that was supposed to be used for eggnog anyway, and had a talk with the group, got them all quieted down, so everything is settled. There's no reason that I believe I need to head in that direction at any point now. Secondly, I understand the resupply sleigh is headed to Western Russia, where you are currently located. Just heads up on your area to watch for the supply vessel coming in. And it does have the backup drives that Doug was requesting out there in California. As far as the Hawaiian Island scene, let me just reset everything here for a second. It's an absolutely gorgeous day out here. It is not raining. The sun is out in full glory. There's a slight and nice trade wind blowing. The beach at Waikiki is just full of hundreds and hundreds of people. The Waihinis, that's the women's side of the island people, are all dressed up with their grass skirts and their Hawaiian leis and doing the hula, and everybody's running around saying Muli Kaliki Maka. And that means, in the Hawaiian language, Merry Christmas. The Kanis, who are the male side of the island people, are all dressed up in bright and shiny and very nice Hawaiian shirts. They are also wearing Hawaiian leis. And they're all spouting a very, very nice and decorated papali. Now, a papali in the Hawaiian language means hat. So they're all having fun. The animals are dressed up. Also, I just had a poodle walk by me here a few minutes ago that had a little short grass skirt on it. So I guess it was a female poodle. So everybody is doing fine. The weather is great. Kathy and I are enjoying the whole scene. And we're here if we can do anything for you, Mrs. Claus. Back to you from KY6V.
All right. Thank you so much for your report from the Hawaiian Islands. And I think you've heard me say this before, that one of my favorite places I'd like to visit someday, and so hopefully maybe Santa and I can find that time to actually visit the Hawaiian Islands. just because it's a place I'd like to see. And I'm glad that Kathleen and you are sharing some time there. She actually needs a lot of rest. I'm sure she's very tired this year, and so I'm glad that you could head there. And I so much appreciate you taking the time away from her to be part of the program for Santa Express with South Cart. So thank you for that. You know, at this point, I'm so glad that there's not problems in the North Pole like we've had in the past. But I want to welcome anyone who's just connected. This is the Santa Express for the VOIP of South Cart. My name is Mrs. Kloss. I am coming through Kathleen Station, Kilo 6 Sierra United November. And we'd sure like to hear from you before we continue. So at this point, let me throw it out there once again to anyone anywhere. Now, if you've already come aboard and you want to come back aboard and give us any further information, we'd sure like to hear from you as we continue with our Santa Express. So with that, let me throw it out there to anyone anywhere, boys and girls, ladies and gents, that would like to come back aboard.
RMO with a public service message.
And good afternoon, Miss Santa. This is XCX from Central Florida.
All right. At least you have two people in a public message, public broadcast message. Fantastic. XCX, good afternoon, Mr. Woody. And hopefully you'll come aboard and share your weather and share what's happening in your household, as well as sharing maybe that gift that you want. But let me pick up Mr. Gary and his public broadcast message, I think he said. And you're sounding great, Gary. That headset was a charm. So with that, KC2RMO, please come back aboard.
Thank you, Mrs. Claus. Well, we're back on the Mac, so we're going through the good setup right now. So, but I did have just a quick public service message for everybody here at South Cars, and that is simply this, that this Christmas, or of course Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, be sure to take extra care and wash your hands, because Christmas just wouldn't be Christmas without sanitary cloths. Back to the net, this is KC2RMO.
Well, thank you so much for that message. Sanitary claws. And I'm sure the claws is spelled not like cloths, but claws. Special message. Well, we should do that all year long, not only at Christmas. If you're having the steak and the chicken or that hamburger or that turkey or that ham, you always want to make sure to have clean hands before and after you touch making that meal. So, and hopefully you'll all have a great meal tomorrow. So, with that, let's see what XCX, Mr. Woody, has to share with us. I think you live in Florida as well, so maybe you can share your location and your temperature and what you and the family would like for Christmas, and we'll see what we can do to give you that. So, with that, I'm going to throw it to you, N5XCX. Come aboard the Santa Express.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Claus. This is November 5, X-Ray Charlie X-Ray, and I'm in a little town called Mount Dora, Florida, which is about 60 or 70 miles northwest of Orlando. But anyway, it's about 81 or 82 degrees here, much, much warmer than North Pole, and that's Fahrenheit. I cannot believe it. I wish we had some of that cold weather just because of Christmas. But I think we're going to get liquid snow this evening. You know, the kind of snow we have here is rain. And I have two grandchildren that are listening to you, but they don't want to talk to you right now. Cordell, who is 9, and Avon, who is 6. And maybe later on, you guys are on the air, I can third party them in, let them talk to Mrs. Santa Claus. That's all I have this afternoon. Merry Christmas to everybody. And Merry Christmas to Mr. Gordon there. And Merry Christmas to you, Mrs. Claus. And back to Ned.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Woody, for joining the Santa Express 2014. It's always nice hearing from you. Let me ask, you have two grandchildren. I think you said Cordell is 9 and Avon is 6. They don't want to talk to Mrs. Claus right at the moment. Do they have any wish for any type of gifts so we can make sure that we do all in our power to deliver those gifts when we're over the top of that chimney of yours? I don't know if you've heard about our new gadget, but I am up in the sleigh. Santa Claus this year is having shoulder problems and is back at the North Pole, so I am delivering gifts. And we don't have our usual reindeer. We have propulsion, and actually further down, Mr. Gordon is going to tell everyone about the system we have. And Rudolph Jr. is beside me. So we are actually going to send some robots down that chimney, pick up those goodies, and bring it back up to us up here as we fly over. So how about those children? Do you know what they'd like for Christmas? And I'll see if we have it in our power to get that to them. Back to you, Woody, N5XCX.
Well, good afternoon, Miss Claus. This is November 5, X-Ray Charlie, X-Ray. And I will talk to them and see what they want for Christmas. I know one gift they're going to get, and they require and request that this gift arrive healthy and wise and ready to play. They're going to have a baby sister that'll be born 1 or 2 days after Christmas, maybe even Christmas Day, who knows. But and besides that, they're not too interested in stuff right now. They're going to get a lot of toys and things and those video games from their parents and all. So I don't know. Maybe they'll be able to come back later on and tell you what they want there. This is N5XCX.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Woody. And that's great news on a baby brother or baby sister. And I'm sure they'll have a very special time as well as that baby. That's not something we can deliver to you. So, but thanks for joining us. And if we're still aboard and still connected, hopefully they'll come back aboard and talk to Mrs. Claus, because she'd like to hear what they'd like for Christmas. And, of course, she'd love to talk to youngins. So hopefully they're enjoying the time with you. You know, in a very short time, Rudolph and I will be heading over a part of Yemen. So we're doing well, and everything is okay up here. And I hope everything is okay in each of your households. So I want to share a little story with you once again before, again, I call on some of my helpers out there and any of you that want to come aboard. So let me pause for just a moment.
One last question I have. This is in 5XCX.
Go right ahead, Woody.
Before you go, Mr. Claus, I know you're going to have to get to your story and then get to the deliveries there. But before you go, maybe you can tell us about how late you guys are going to be on this afternoon. Over.
Well, actually, Mr. Woody, that's a question mark. You know, as long as I have a program and as long as I have people checking in, I'll continue. Usually it runs about 3 hours. It seems rather quiet today. Not many checking in. Not many coming aboard and telling us about their wish list, so not sure how long it will be. But we began this at 12 o'clock noon, Eastern Standard Time, and we'll continue it until no one else wants to come aboard. And I have no more of a program. So as far as an answer to that, really don't know at this point. But I'll continue it as long as possible. So I hope that answered your question. Woody, I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you. It sure does, ma'am. You have a very safe time there. And maybe by time before you quit, maybe I can talk them into saying hi to you. You know how it is. They're shy. And they just don't realize yet that they're going to be a couple of young ham radio operators before it's all over. You have a good afternoon, and I'll talk to you later on. I'm anxious to listen to your story now. This is N5XGH. Back to Mrs. Claus.
Well, thank you so much, Woody. And like I said, we'll continue the program as long as we have check-ins and things to talk about. But we have, you know, when you talk about children being too shy to talk, we have a lot of South Coast members that don't want to talk to me either out there. They're listening, but rather quiet today. So as far as the time that we'll still be continuing, I guess you'll just have to listen and see if we're still there. I have a question in the text box from Richard, KM4AOO, and then I'll read my story. So Richard, a good afternoon to you. Merry Christmas. And what is your question? This is Mrs. Claus, and actually coming through Miss Kathleen's system, Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Come aboard with your question.
Yeah, KM4AOO. My question is if my radio is dead, I don't have very much left on my cell phone battery, and I kind of know my way home, but I'm afraid I'll get lost. Does that count as an emergency?
All right, Mr. Richard, sorry about the problem. And can you just restate it once again? And maybe someone who's listening in the background can come aboard with an answer for you. Just restate it once again.
My HT is dead. It won't turn on at all. I used up the last couple of minutes of it trying to get a hold of somebody. My phone is on 10%, and I don't have very much battery on it left, which is what I'm talking on. So, since I wouldn't have communication, is that considered an emergency?
Well, Richard, I would say only if you have difficulty trying to get home. Now, do you have a charger at all for your phone? Which could charge your phone up. I have one that would normally go into a vehicle probably, but also have one in the household. So do you have a charger at all that you could recharge your battery in the cell phone?
Not on me, not at the present, no.
Okay, hold on just a moment, Mr. Richard.
Okay.
Mrs. Claus, KY6V out here in the Hawaiian Islands. May I have a direct with Mr. AOO, please?
Most definitely, Mr. Gordon, and thanks for coming aboard.
Okay. Hi, Richard. Are we stating this question as a hypothetical question, or is this a real situation that you are in at the moment? Over.
This is a real situation that I am at. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Do you feel that you're going to have difficulty finding your way home?
Yeah, because I don't know where this road goes. I hear cars on another road somewhere close by, but I don't know how to get there.
Okay. I would say the first thing to try, before you lose total cell phone battery issues, is to get off of Echolink and to call 911 locally and explain your situation and see how they can help. Over.
Okay, that sounds like a plan to me.
All right. If you have any battery left, come back. I don't know how we're going to help you from our vantage points at this point, but you need somebody local on top of the problem for you. Mrs. Claus, go ahead, KY6V.
All right. Thank you so much, Gordon, for coming aboard and giving Richard that information. I'm sure he appreciates that so much. That's why it's always really good to have a charger with you in a vehicle or something that you can recharge your battery. I actually do it quite often on the computer I have. So good luck, Mr. Richard. And I'm going to, at this point, share a little story with everyone. And at some point down the road, we're going to call on Mr. Gordon once again so he can share about the sleigh so that everyone has a clue on what our sleigh looks like. And Mr. Claus is doing well there up at the North Pole, and hopefully will be much, much rested. And my arm is not doing too badly at all. With those robots that take everything down the chimney, I'm not having to lift, so I am doing well, too. So let me pause for a moment, and I'm going to share something with you. And then once again, we'll throw it out there, see who we can get to come aboard. We have a lot of quiet stations, and, you know, South Cars and Mrs. Gloss does not like the quiet. So let me pause for a moment. You know, Santa, and in this case, Mrs. Claus, takes breaks during the Christmas Eve trip around the world, especially for snacks left by the children and the households. So, let me ask you this. Did you put out a snack for Santa? Kids all over the world do. Maybe you don't have children in your household. Are you putting snacks out there? Did you leave some carrots for Rudolph Jr., too? You know, carrots are their favorite food. So did you ever wonder why Santa's so jolly and round? Well, it's those snacks you leave for Santa that make him so happy. And we promise that we will not eat all the snacks. We'll get some back to the North Pole for Santa. But I want to share a story with you. Santa just told me the other day, this is his favorite time of the year. I received thousands of letters from children everywhere telling me how good they have been. So my wife and I are really excited. Santa just loves the spirit of Christmas that we see everywhere. Santa enjoys what is left for him on the kitchen tables of many, something he considers one of the tastiest perks of his job, and he's really missing that this year. Children leave all sorts of cookies, usually with a big glass of milk, and I think he said he's also gotten Kool-Aid before. Sometimes they even leave him potato chips, but those aren't very good for the old waistline. You know, last year a station and a young man in Russia left a Santa barbecue. Can you imagine that? And knowing when boys and girls are asleep is a refined skill that both he, his elves, and myself oversee, keeping tabs on which have been naughty or nice. But Santa said all the kiddies have been real good this year, and that's what we've been hearing. Let me pause for a moment. Now, don't forget to leave that treat for the reindeer as well. Most like carrot, but Rudolph Jr. likes eating a lump of sugar now and then. Did you ever wonder why Rudolph's nose is so bright? He gets tickled when children leave that for him. He jumps and plays, digging his red nose in the snow. That's one reason his nose is so bright. Santa says that making children happy is what keeps Santa so young. Well, that and my lovely wife, he says. Now, isn't that sweet of Santa? We all know Santa's favorite cookie. That is the chocolate chip cookie. You know, his comment to me the other day was that if you eat the very first cookie out of the oven, there are absolutely zero calories in that cookie. He tells me that it's because it's a test cookie. So let me throw it out there once again to anyone anywhere who would like to come aboard and talk to Mrs. Claus. And I want to welcome another one of my helpers who I just see connected. And thank you so much for being here. So let me throw it out there to anyone anywhere who would like to come aboard. Tell us how things are in their household, their location, their weather, their wish list. And if we haven't talked, you know, we can't deliver those gifts to you. So let me throw it out there to anyone anywhere who'd like to come aboard.
GYF.
All right. It's nice hearing from you, Mr. Doug, GYF. Tell us how things are in Fort Myers. I did get a contact with Kathleen, and she got a contact from WQ1I that he's arrived safely and hot, I think he said hot, summer-like Fort Myers. So you'll have to tell us what the weather's like down in Fort Myers. And tell us, I've heard from Kathleen that you are working on a new home. Tell us how things are going with that new home. Maybe you'd like something from Mrs. Claus or Mr. Claus under the tree to outfit that home. So, Mr. GYF, thanks for coming aboard. And I want to wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas to you and your lovely wife. So, what do you have to share with us? This is Mrs. Claus.
Howdy all from sunny Fort Myers. Fort Myers, Florida, on the Gulf Coast of Mexico, Gulf of Mexico, south of Tampa, 2 hour drive south of Tampa, way down south Florida, where the current temperature is 80 degrees. Warmer than normal for sure. We're kind of head up here with a south wind from the tropics due to the impending cold front. And it's predicted to take our temperature all the way down to 61 degrees on Thursday night. So that's when I shut my windows and doors. Anyway, the new house, which is older than our old house, it got painted. So the painting is finally done, and I'm waiting on flooring people. They're 5 days late already. We'll see how that goes. Once the bedroom flooring goes in, then we can start slowly moving things over. And it's all of 0.2 miles away. And my first two-car garage with an electric garage door opener, you know, I feel like I finally arrived. So, I have nothing I really need. I have a sweet wife, amateur radio friends, and so I've got everything I need. I just have a question. It is. You know, I miss listening to the nets intently, like I normally get to. A lot of divided time here of late, and I didn't get tuned in here until about 12:45, and I heard somebody coming through RMO station, Gary station, and I didn't recognize the voice sounded familiar, but I thought he said, did he say Philo? Who's Philo? I don't think it's one of Santa's reindeer, but maybe it is. Who is that? Who did Gary have in his shack? And Mrs. Claus, you're doing a wonderful job. I hope Cuddles gets plenty of catnip toys. That's what we have lined up for our big overweight cats. Yeah, give them a little bit of exercise, a little bit of pleasure. And so things are going well here in Fort Myers, Florida, where it sure is hot. Okay, so I'll expect Paul number two, I'll expect, he'd be on his remote site down there, Marco Island. I hope his vacation is getting off to a grand start. It is. And I'll pause. I think I got it again. I gotta go over to the computer. See if I'm on. I think I'm on. Hey, there I am. So, let's see. Everything's going great here in Fort Myers. And Santa and you, Miss Claus, you sound great. And that's my only question was, who did Gary have in the shack with him there? I thought the name was Philo. Who's Philo? KE0GYF.
Well, thank you for being here, Mr. Doug, and actually I'm going to throw it over to Mr. Gary. Yes, it was Philo. I think it was a dog that is an elf. I think he said it was an elf that's checking the naughty and nice list. But I'm going to have him come aboard. And actually maybe Philo can talk to you because he's been checking our list. And we're actually going to have them check the list on you and Marilyn as well. But you didn't tell us what you'd like. Or gifts you'd like. But actually, I think I heard from Kathleen yesterday, and she told me that actually N4FTD was actually connected to Echolink. He didn't say anything, But we saw that station connected, so hopefully he's doing well, and hopefully you've seen him. But let me pause for just a moment, Doug. Oh, I do want you to come back and tell us what you would like. A two-car garage, you know, we have one of those too, and you'll probably love that. And hopefully one day soon you'll be able to get into that new home and just enjoy it. But let me throw it out to Mr. Gary and see if he can bring Philo aboard. And actually, I've heard about Miss Cuddles, and she's doing really well. But I don't think she got any catnip toys bought for her. She has enough fun with some of the other toys she has, and she's just enjoying the visit. And actually, she's there with, you know, Gordon and Kathleen in the Hawaiian Islands. So she's in another whole state, and they enjoyed taking her out there. So, and maybe when Gordon comes aboard, he's going to come aboard and talk about the sleigh. Maybe he can tell us about Miss Cuddles, how she's doing. So with that, KC2RMO, please bring Philo back aboard and explain to Mr. Doug who Philo is. KC2RMO.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Claus. Well, before we get to that, I want to give a shout out to Miss Cuddles. And on behalf of the boys from Mr. Jingles and Cicero, who are taking their naps right now, so but and looking forward to a Christmas dinner tomorrow of fresh chicken. We're making them up some fresh chicken for dinner, so they should be pretty happy with that. That's one of their favorites. But Doug, the story on Philo is this: is that you know, I just thought I could use a little help around here this year. And so I went to the ELF temp agency, and they sent me Philo the Elf to help out with the naughty and nice list. And it's worked out pretty well so far. He's over there, right? Philo, come on over. You put down the coffee for just a minute. Come over here for a minute.
He really is. Okay, thanks.
Can you do me a favor and check out that naughty and nice software of yours and see how Doug and Marilyn are doing this year?
Okay, I can hold on. Just let me take a look. Okay.
Thumbs up?
Yeah. Yes, they're doing just fine. They definitely made the nice list this year, so they're going to get all the goodies they want. As a matter of fact, there's a little star next to them, so should be pretty good. Better than you, I can tell you that much.
You know, nobody likes a wise elf, Philo. Nobody likes a wise guy elf at all. Go back to the computer. That's KC2RMO back to the net.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Gary and Philo. And I just chuckled with that, Philo, that, you know, someone needs to do something with his headsets because he really seems to have problems with those headsets. I think maybe we should give him a nice gift of a new headset. But thank you for coming aboard. Now, Doug, do you have any questions who Philo is now? You know who Gary is. So did that answer your question?
That answered my question and brings just a lifelong happiness to me. I'm amateur radio, you know, over 30 years, and I'm glad I've lived long enough to see the hobby come to this, and it's just heartwarming here on Christmas Eve. And thank you ever so much, Philo. I want to be good, and thank you for the for the good report. Gary, Philo sounds like a hard worker. What Philo? Philo comes from the temp agency, the ELF temp agency. Now, does he work for peanuts? I wonder how a remuneration. I mean, do you just maybe? I don't know. I don't know what kind of payment would be enough for such fine help at Christmas time. Naughty and nice list. Yikes. KA0GYF Fort Myers. This is just wonderful. Thank you, all you important people, and you know who you are. Thank you, Kathy. I mean, Mrs. Claus. Over.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Doug. You and that lovely wife have a fantastic Christmas meal, and I know you're probably cooking the meal, so maybe you can share what you're going to make tomorrow. Actually, Mr. Jack, K4JAK, he had to leave for a little bit. He worked today. He's an electrician. And he was called in by his boss to go back to the site because someone set off the fire alarm. But he's back. So we've been having a great time here. And I have to say, everyone's got to be on that nice list. But let me throw it back to Mr. Gary and Philo and see what his response is and what is he paid. And maybe Philo would like to tell us a comment first, whether it's peanuts, cookies. I don't think he ever said whether it was a dog or a cat or a human. All I know is it's a temp agency. So Gary and Philo, what would you like to share with Mr. Doug about how he's paid?
Thank you, Mrs. Claus. It is an important consideration, of course, if you want professional help, if you want professional elfin help, you have to get pay a professional elfin wage. And Philo the Elf is a member of the Elf Union. He's a union elf, and he does get elf union scale for that, so he gets a rate that's dictated by the elf union itself.
You said that very well, actually. You handled that very, very well, and you're to be congratulated.
Well, I'm an old union guy myself. IBEW, Local 2084. We stick together here, you know.
Well, thank you. The Merry Christmas.
And same to you, buddy. You know, have another cup of coffee. Back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
All right. Thank you, Philo, and thank you, Mr. Gary. And Philo, I hope he's treating you well. Sounds like he's giving you a lot of coffee. Maybe he should give you eggnog this time of the year. So maybe ask him for the eggnog. So Mr. GYF, Mr. Doug Fort Myers, hopefully that answers your question. And glad that you're joining us and glad that you're enjoying us. And we will try to run the session as long as possible, as long as we have people coming aboard. So, Doug, did that answer your question? He never said the amount, but he's on a union scale. So, Doug, any further questions?
Healthcare and retirement. Former member of AFL-CIO. Commiserate with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. So, congratulations on Philo's brotherhood and sisterhood. There must be some female elves, and I hope they have equality. By God, I hope they have equality. KZRGYF.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Actually, I want to share with you, we've been talking about the nice and the naughty list, so I want to share with everyone what is considered when Santa and the elves and Philo and all the elves we have out there, what we consider for the nice list and the naughty list. So let's first go with the nice list. At the very bottom, the very first thing is asking your parents to donate food, toys, and blankets to local charities for less fortunate families during the holiday season. The second reason, helping out with chores without being asked. The third, shoveling a busy neighbor's sidewalk or driveway. Now, that would be probably up Northway. Fourth is asking Santa to bring your brother or sister that special toy you know you really want. The fifth is wishing everyone you met during the holidays a Merry Christmas. Sixth is reading or telling stories to your little brothers or sisters. Seventh, making special Christmas cards or gifts for family and friends. Eighth is wishing Santa a Merry Christmas when you call him on Christmas Eve, or in this case, Santa, Mrs. Santa. Ninth is always saying please and thank you. And tenth, to be on the nice list, is Christmas caroling. Let me pause for a moment, and I'll tell you how you get on that naughty list. Okay, the first thing for the naughty list is waking up early on Christmas morning to remove presents from everyone's stockings and replacing them with coal. The second is being bad all year and then trying to nice up just before Christmas. Remember, Santa watches you all year. Third is forgetting to put all carrots for the reindeer with Santa's cookies and milk. They need to eat too. Fourth is knocking over the Christmas tree while wrestling with your brothers and sisters. The fifth is telling your brothers and sisters what they are getting for Christmas from Mom and Dad. Sixth is making a mess and then blaming it on the dog, the cat, or your imaginary friend. Seventh is knocking down other people's snowmen. Eighth, not sharing your toys with your brothers and sisters. Ninth, not bundling up like your mother tells you when it's cold outside. And tenth is not wiping your feet before coming inside when it's snowy outdoors. All right, I'm going to pause here. I would like to make a call out there for anyone anywhere who hasn't checked in as yet. I would like to especially make a call out there to you, Jim and Rebecca. Thank you for being here as the elf and the naughty and nice and all that other checkers. So anyone anywhere would like to come aboard and join our Santa Express. So this is Mrs. Claus coming through Kilo 6 Sierra United November at Kathleen Station. And this is the Santa Express. Anyone anywhere, please come aboard.
Thank you, Yankee.
Hi, XCX, we check please to Santa Express.
Quebec X-ray.
All right, this is super. I have three check-ins. Quebec Yankee, good afternoon, Jim. XCX, Woody, good afternoon once again. And Quebec X-ray, Miss Rebecca. Thank you. I want to thank both you, Jim and Rebecca, for being here to help me out this year to check out the list and to check out the post office and just to be there. So let me start with you, Mr. Jim, Quebec Yankee. How's the weather in your area? How's the household? How did you decorate the house? What are you having to eat for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day? How is the mood in your area? And definitely, how's the weather? So Quebec Yankee, please come aboard.
Boy, Quebec, this is Eagle Winter 4, Quebec Yankee. And that's Echo 1880. And Mrs. Claus, we're doing fine, as far as that goes. But we did not have an internet when the time came. And in fact, I just had got the internet when I checked in. So we were here and we were wanting to, and I connected, attempted to connect, but it didn't connect. because we didn't have an internet. But it came up. Everything came up just like it's supposed to. So we got it before we got out of here. Let me cycle here. Okay, though. Well, weather-wise, we're doing pretty good. It was raining last night. And that's why we lost the internet. We had heavy thunder. It sounded terrible around here for a while. I mean, loud boom. And that's when we lost the internet. So we didn't have an internet all night long. But nevertheless, we kept a door at it. And all that sort of stuff. Changing our batteries just like we ought to, even though they didn't have no use. Speak up, we changed them out anyhow. So we're doing great. Alright, so everything's lovely now. The internet's back, and everything's going great. KB4, QY, back to that control.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jim. And you're here now. That's what's important. So, and hopefully you can enjoy the rest of the net. But you didn't say, I'm not sure what the weather, well, you, I heard about the storms. And actually, I think a lot of the storms are happening all over, you know, the country, whether it's snow or it's rain. Actually, a lot of people have shared that live in Florida how warm it is, 87, 83, and it's going to plummet, I think, pretty much tonight for Christmas Day. It's going to be in the 60s and maybe 70s. So it's going to go down. So it always happens with the Internet, you know, especially when there's storms. So, and you know, when it happens to Santa Claus and I, we do have a lot of computers, but that's sure not going to help us if the Internet goes down. But, Mr. Jim, tell Mrs. Claus what you would like for Christmas. And we're going to check our naughty and nice list, actually, after we talk to your lovely wife and see if you're on that list and anything else they can share with us. But tell us, Jim, is there any desire you have for Christmas, material or otherwise? Come back aboard.
Oh, well, I guess, Mrs. Claus, I could think of a thousand things I would like to have. But good health is right up there amongst the top runners for everybody. I don't wish no bad luck on nobody. I know that we have one member that I know of is down with the flu. And I told him about the net today, and he just doesn't feel like listening to it. And that when you find a ham that don't want to get on the air, there's something wrong. So you tell he feels bad. That's, Richard, well, YC has been under the weather too, as far as that goes. But YC is about to make it. YCY still got the flu. So, but we certainly wish the best of health to all that are on the net. And we certainly hope you have a merry, merry Christmas and all that sort of thing. And remember that if you want to have a good neighbor, you certainly got to be one. And so there you go. Back to you, Ms. Claus.
All right. Thank you so much, Jim, for sharing that with us. And I'm sorry that Richard can't be here. But, you know, as far as I know, the session is being recorded, and it will more than likely will get a hold of who needs to put it on the website, and I'm sure it'll be there so he can listen to it on the South Cars website. You know, I want to share a little story with you, and actually he is still connected, and that's Slav in Russia. You know, they have problems with their vehicle, and so they've asked Mrs. Claus to see if we can get him a new vehicle. And I think he said he wanted a sedan, and he wants something by the name of Polo, just so it's like the, you know, the North Pole. And so we were checking on and seeing what we can do, and we were going to actually transport it, the car, to him through our transporter. So, you know, I've heard through the grapevine that you need a new truck. You've got problems with your truck. Did you get the truck repaired? Or you still have problems? And would that be something you'd want to put on a list? Back to you, Jim.
That's on Miss Rebecca's list. And yeah, it's got. There's no doubt about it. That engine has had it. dropped a piston it come unconnected. I have an idea it came unconnected at the wrist pin, and because the gas still sounds like it's flopping around in there. So you can imagine what that thing sounds like. If it's got that steel hook for the drive gas, it's going around and around and around and knocking everything ever which were. About the only thing I say about that is the engine ought to be well oiled. Because that's got this plaster all up there. But anyhow, I don't think I'm going to fix it. I've had more in than it's worth. Just buying a new engine and paying the labor to put it in. So, and I'd have to do that because I can't get out there like I used to do it. Like I used to do it, I'd change it myself. But I can't do that with one hand, and I can't stand up long on that one foot. So it's about out of my reach as far as me doing it. And the labor on that would be outrageous. So I think that thing's junkyard bound, and we got to figure out something to do. I don't know what we're going to do. Going to do something with them anyway. I never have gotten hold of any cycle paint. I never have gotten a hold to George to see what we could do down that way. I left the email, put an email to him, but I haven't got no response from that either. I don't know whether he even got to him or not, but anyway, that's the way it goes. If I had his phone number, I would drop a dime on him, but I don't have the phone number, so I can't do that also. But anyway, we'll get something out of going here one of these days. I want to tell y'all that a member of Southcars, Mr. Wayne is his name, at WW88, and he is, he was, going to come down here tomorrow. He would leave at 3 o'clock tonight, which is Christmas Day. But
all right, this is Mrs. Claus and Kilo 60 Sierra United November system. And I see Jim has timed out. But he is back. And he was talking about Wayne, WW8A, who was going to make a visit down to him. I think he was leaving maybe Minnesota tonight and going to be driving down. But then, Jim, you said but, and you timed out. So continue with your story.
We got a spare bedroom for him. So he was all decked out and ready to go. So we should have a house guest about New Year's, and we'll certainly enjoy conversing with him. He's an older ham, too. He's been at it a while. And so we ought to have plenty to talk about. So my best Christmas wish is that he has a safe trip, and he is driving down because he is moving, and so he's going to bring his Dodge Caravan, and we'll be able to get around in that for a little while, as long as he lives here anyway. So things may work out after all. Back to you, Ms. Claus.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Jim, for telling us about WW8A. And like I said, you timed out as you were talking about him driving down. so I missed part of it, but I understand he's coming down, and you said something over the New Year's, so it will be a great visit for you, and hopefully the two of you can connect to South Car so we can talk to him a little closer. So, you know, what I'm thinking, when you talk about the truck, and you're saying about an engine, is just having someone put it in, maybe we'll put that on the list for Santa Claus and see if we can just get you a new engine, and you can find someone to help you put it in. So we'll check on that for you, and we'll see what we can do. So with that, I'm going to pick up the next on my list, and we'll actually be checking the naughty and nice list for both Rebecca and Mr. Jim when we talk to Rebecca. Let's talk to Woody once again, XCX. Thanks for coming back aboard, Woody. Do you have the grandchildren? Do they feel a little more at ease now? Would they like to talk to Mrs. Santa? So, Woody, please come aboard.
Well, I gave them the choice, but this is N5XCH, but they decided that they just want to listen for right now. But the young one, Avon, does want Paolo to look him up on his list there and see if he's on the nice side or the naughty side. His name is Avon Carter. Do you think you can look him up there, Mr. Philo? Over.
Well, Mr. Woody, I'm going to call on Philo and see if he can find Avon Carter. Is it Cordell Carter as well? Are they both? Is one a girl and one a boy? I think the first name I had was Cordell, and we'll check both of them. Woody is, am I correct? Is it Cordell Carter as well?
Yeah, hang on just a second. First one is Cordell, and the second one is Avon, and they're both boys. Avon, I think, Avon? Avon Carter, I think that's it. And so we have Cordell Carter, nice Texas name, you know. We're all from Texas. And then we have Avon Carter, who wants to know. So, yeah, that's a good idea. Why don't you look them both up there, Philo? This is N5XGH, back to that.
All right, Mr. Woody, I am going to see if I can get a hold of Philo and Mr. RMO. I know that he disconnected, so he probably didn't hear the request, but I see he's back, and so we're going to try it. Mr. Philo and Mr. Gary, Woody has two grandchildren with him right now. Their names are Cordell Carter and Avon Carter. They're both boys. One is 9, and one is 6. And they want to hear from Philo whether they're on the good list or the naughty list. So, Philo, do you think you could check that out for me?
We are having a wild and woolly time here. Are we readable right now?
CC.
Okay, looks like we're kind of backwards here, but this transmission is getting through.
Yes, it is, Mr. Gary. You're coming through loud and clear.
Okay.
Well, it looks like Mr. Gary and Philo are having a slight little problem, Woody. Let me throw it over to Mr. Gordon. He's in the background. It won't be Philo. And let's see what he can find out on his list. And then we'll try to get a hold of Mr. Gary and Philo. It looks like they're having a slight little audio problem, and probably the same thing that Jim and Rebecca, maybe an internet issue. Mr. Gordon, if you've heard the whole conversation, we want to check the naughty and nice list for Cordell Carter and Avon Carter, both boys, 1-9 and 1-6, and these are the grandchildren of XCX. And he says they are from Texas. So maybe you can check that out, Mr. Gordon.
All right, I'd be very happy to, Miss Sunshine, or Mrs. Cause, whatever you're being called here today. Hi, Woody. I have checked. I've got the same list that Phyla's got up there. And both of the boys are doing just fine. They're on the proper side of the ledger. I will say that there's a footnote They got very close to getting a little bit naughty here over the last year, but didn't get that far, and therefore they're still on the good side. So they should be good to go, Woody. Over to you. Over.
Well, they're happy to hear that. And this is N5XCX. They both were kind of worried about that. I don't know why they're worried. I mean, they're nice, fine boys, but, you know, Papaw can overlook quite a few things. You know how that goes. Over.
I understand. Well, Merry Christmas from all of our houses to yours there in Mount Dora, sir. Kathy, before I turn it back to you, I'll give you a little update. I think things are getting a little party-wise, I guess is the way to put it, here on the Waikiki Beach. People are walking around with the Mai Tais and Singapore slings and Okulihau, which is a alcoholic beverage that is brewed out there in the islands. It's got a pretty good bite. The hula dancers seem to be becoming a little more risque. Somebody asked about Cuddles. Cuddles is just doing right. She's having a lot of fun. She has become quite a traveler. She at one point needed to be sedated before we could put her on an airplane and take her up to Michigan and bring her back. Now she can fly across one of Santa's sleigh across the United States and out there into the Pacific and enjoy herself on the beach and fly back with no sedation. So everything is just right. Mrs. Claus, this is KY6V from the Hawaiian Islands.
Well, thank you so much, Gordon. And actually, I'm going to throw it to you and just a tad so you can talk about the sleigh. We'll continue with the program. We'll talk, have a few little more stories and see who else we can get aboard. But I think the young boys want to see if they can hear from Philo. So I'm going to try it once again with Mr. Gary and Philo. I think the union is got a problem with Gary, you having Philo there at your house. Who knows? But do you think you can try it again? Actually, we've checked the list, but I think they want to hear from Philo. So let's try it once again. KC2RMO.
Thank you, Mrs. Claus. And it looks like we're working now. And apparently I was working before, but I couldn't see it. So that being as it may, it almost looked backwards so that my little transmit light would come on when I was receiving. It was really bizarre, but it's a non-union ISP, I think, is what's going on. Anyway, yes, Philo's here. He's standing by. As a matter of fact, he's pulled up both the records for Avon and Cordell. And Philo, give him the story. Come on over here.
Yes, great. Coming over. Here we go. Hello, everybody. We're back again. And the report on Avon and Cordell is very good. As Gordon had said, there was a little bit of a hiccup in the behavior curve earlier this year, but all is well. They are solidly in the naughty, in the nice. Let me repeat that one more time. In the nice column, they're going to do very well this Christmas, it appears. So that's very good. Also, I wanted to report on Jim and Rebecca. No contest there. They are in the fail-safe nice column. They simply cannot be put in the naughty column. So all is well there too. So everybody's doing just great. We'll go back to the net. This is Philo from KC2RMO.
All right, Philo and KY6V, thank you for that report. And actually, I guess the report showed that there was a little hiccup, but you know, you have 12 months to be on the nice list. So good news for both Cordell and Avon. And Mr. Woody, do you have any other comments before we pick up Miss Rebecca and see what she'd like to chat with us today? And I'm sorry that we couldn't talk, but you know, there are a lot of people who are just shy and don't want to come aboard. We have hands out there who are shy as well and don't want to come aboard. So I can understand that. But I hope they have a grand Christmas and a new year. and they're doing well in school as well. So with that, let me throw it over to Miss Rebecca, KB4QX, see what she would like to report to us today. And good news, both of you, it looks like you're on the nice list, so that's good news. So, Miss Rebecca, what would you like to share with us today?
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas to everybody that is connected. Yeah, I was just going to put in just a little extra consideration for, Mr. Tyler. I know he's one of the older kids, teenager, but he needs a little extra consideration right now. He just lost his granddad this morning, and so he's feeling rather blue right now. So if you got a little something to help give him a little extra cheer when you head down this way, I know that he would appreciate it. And see, he needs to feel that love, because he's missing Grandpa right now. But as far as the weather here today, it is overcast. Everything is saturated from the rains we've had the last few days. And temperatures are not bad. There's a little light wrap. Nothing heavy, but it is going to be cooling off over the next few days somewhat. But it's not bad out there. Everything's just wet. And still have water dripping off trees and off the edge of the buildings and all. So everything's rather calm the state right here. You're not getting a lot of activity and all. Now, the storms were nasty coming through last night, that's for sure. But, yeah, everything's going well here. And as Jim said, my Christmas list is a new vehicle. This one did real well getting us to the family get-together. It did real well majority of the way home. But that last 18 miles was extremely rough. Not only rough on the nerves, rough on the ears, rough on the whole body. It was like you're trying to run over rumble strips in triplicate, and that's minimum. but it made it. The truck made it, and we're very thankful for that. And we have not attempted to crank it back up after we got it back to the house. But I know we put a tremendous strain on that transmission getting it home. And as we held, that last 18 miles was a lot of pretty good hills to traverse, and that was rough. But we had to go the shortest route was primary concern instead of easiest driving route. So that's the reason we took that route home. Yeah, it was a rough night, but we got through it well. Yeah, so I'm actually replacing this one, not repairing this one. And, because, yeah, this one has a lot of issues at its best. Anyway, that's what we're looking for. We'll see what it ends up being. Anyway, I think that pretty well covers it from here. Oh, I think you asked about what was going to be cooked. How about turnips and turnip greens? I hadn't decided yet what's going to go with them, but that's what we got so far. Turnips and turnip greens. And they're going to go in the pot in just a few minutes. This is Rebecca, KV4QX, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, thank you, Miss Rebecca. Merry Christmas to you and Jim. And enjoy your meal tomorrow. Turnip greens, I don't think I've had those in a very long time. So that sounds real interesting. Actually, our household is going to have something a little different, not the traditional. We're going to have some chicken, steak, and shrimp shish kebabs, hopefully barbecued. Because once I get up to the North Pole up there, I'm going to be pretty exhausted and not wanting to do much. I didn't do much baking this year at all. So I'm counting on everyone putting that on the little treats as I send those robots down the chimney. But just so everyone knows, I'm heading over Baghdad at this moment. And in not too long, I'll be in Belarus. So we're doing well, Rudolph and I, not having any problems. And I'm going to be throwing it to Mr. Gordon in the Hawaiian Islands, who has just had a chat with Mr. Santa. So he's going to report to me on his condition, but he's also going to report on the sleigh. You know, let me pause here for just a moment. You know, Gordon has helped Santa and myself for the past several years on new gadgets for our sleigh and new equipment for communication. And I wanted him to share some of that with all of you because it's really changed drastically this year over previous years. So I wanted him to share that information with you. And I also want him to share his recent conversation with Mr. Santa. So we know that he's doing well up at the North Pole and how those elves are doing with completing all their toys and goodies that we need. So, Mr. Gordon, can you share with us about the new gadgets, the sleigh, and, you know, all that's happened this year? Because I think some people probably did not hear that. KY6B from Mrs. Claus and Kilo 6 Sierra United November, please come aboard.
Okay, thanks, Mrs. Santa. Gordon, KY6V, out here on the sandy Waikiki Beach in the Hawaiian Islands. What a beautiful day. Lots of fun having by everybody. Well, I covered most of that, Mrs. Santa, at the start, but basically there's a lot of things that are happening with the updating of the distribution system. We are trying out this year for the first time a new propulsion system, which is a hydrogen-based rocket system, sort of unique in its manner of design. It draws in the ambient air that the vehicle is passing through. That is filtered through a cycling device and filtering device that extracts the hydrogen atom out of it. The hydrogen atom is then moved on to a burning center, I guess is the best way to put it, explosion center, that ignites the hydrogen. The hydrogen then propels the rest of the rocketry and can obtain almost twice the speed of light. So it's automatically refilling its hydrogen from the outside air, you know, breaking it down to pure hydrogen and keeping it going. So we're going to see how this all works out. Lots of other things have happened with the sleigh. You know, we've updated the GPS system. We have an updated communication system for worldwide contact, so on and so forth. So we are sort of in a pre-flight mode, although we've had a lot of pre-flight and testing. We'll see how it all turns out. Let me buy a nickel here for a moment. You asked me to talk about Santa. I've talked with him continuously during your flight. He's doing very well up there. He has received a second cortisone shot today and is feeling much better. The pain has been quite reduced. The elves that were up there getting into trouble because they were drinking too much have calmed down and are getting back to duty as it should be. And on the sleigh situation, let me take another break here. It's sort of difficult to bring everything up to date because our specs that we have published are now somewhat outdated due to the modifications that we have recently made and the specification sheet haven't been brought up. Up to date, that is. Designer and builder is K. Kingle, Kringle and Elves Incorporated. Probably the first flight of the sleigh was December 24th, 343 A.D. Home base, I think everybody knows, is the North Pole. The length of the sleigh is 75 cc. Now, that's in candy canes. By 150 LPs, and that's lollipops. The width is 40 cc by 80 LP, and the height is 55 cc by 110 LP. Note the length, width, and height are without reindeer, and that's going to change a little bit. Because of the rocket boosters and propulsion system that now hangs underneath the sleigh. weighted takeoff, 75,000 GD. Now that's gumdrops. Passenger weight at takeoff, Santa Claus, 260 pounds. I understand he's losing some weight. You might comment on that, Mrs. Claus. Weight of gifts at takeoff. Averages about 60,000 tons. Weighted landing is 80,000 GD. Now, that includes ice and snow accumulation. Passenger weighted landing, 1,260 pounds. Population, 9 reindeer. Now, that's going to be changing because we're coming up with actually only 2 rocket boosters. So we'll see how that goes. Armament on the sleigh. When the reindeers were running the show, was purely defensive. Fuel, hay, oats, and carrots for the reindeer. It's now going to turn out what the atmosphere can provide in hydrogen atoms. Emissions are classified. Climbing speed, 1T, that's a twinkle of an eye. Maximum speed is faster than the speed of light. And that is really about twofold now with these new rockets. You might comment on how you have been feeling it flying around at those speeds today, and are you getting to places further than you have in the past, and how are you feeling about things, and are they running smooth? KY6V on the beach at Waikiki, Hawaii. Mrs. Claus, KY6V over.
Well, thank you, Mr. Gordon, for sharing that with us. And before I comment about Santa and his weight and flying, you know, I remember flying with Santa last year. I think it was a lot slower and got a lot colder. So we must be flying a lot faster because I'm not feeling the coldness. And, you know, we'll be flying over Finland pretty soon. And, you know, it's been so nice seeing all the different activities down in the different countries as we go around the world, and the lights, and you know, a lot of children are up later than they should be. But I'm going to have Mr. Philo once again, and Mr. RMO. Well, before I do that, you didn't tell Mrs. Claus what you or Miss Kathleen would like for Christmas, so I'd like you to maybe tell us so we can see if we can give that to you. So, is there anything in your little heart's desire for the two of you that you would like to share with South Cars?
Well, I don't know. One of those brand spanking new cars you're talking about for Slav and Jim might be nice. No, we don't need anything, Mrs. Claus. Thank you very much. We would just like to see the world get happy and prosperous and having fun and knock off all of this bickering that's going on. KY6V, back to you.
Well, that is a super comment, and I remember when Jack was commenting about the law enforcement, and he's not there anymore. And it's actually that and just everyone getting along, and, you know, life is just too short to have problems. I see Mr. Gary and Philo. Must be something with that temp agency again, Mr. Gary. You're bouncing in and out. But I do want you to check on Miss Kathleen. I want you to check on Mr. Gordon. See what's in the naughty and nice list. You know, in the past, you know, Gordon's name, they haven't been able to find his name. So please search deep in that list and see if you can find him. And, of course, Miss Kathleen, Kilo 6 Sierra United November as well. So they don't want anything, but maybe that a new car. I think they have a rather old Taurus car, and they have an antique vehicle as well. So maybe we can just share some of equipment or something there with them. So Philo and Mr. Gary, can you tell us about KY6B and Kilo 6 Sierra United November? Where are they on your list?
Well, thank you, Mrs. Claus, once again. And I'm going to make sure that Time Warner gets on the naughty list. That ain't very good. I'm going to have Philo handle the naughty and nice for the Smiths here. So, Philo, if you could just step up to the microphone and give us the report and let them have it. If it were. Come on over here, Philo.
Well, thank you, everybody. It's Philo the Elf back again, and I have the report here, and I guess we'll start with Gordon first. It's been a tough year for Gordon. I'm not seeing an awful lot on the, well, you know, it didn't look real good at first, but I do see here, right at the end, there is a notation with a special dispensation from Santa. So he's over on the nice side for sure, just by the skin of his teeth. And for Kathy, looking good. She's on the good list. So a little halo over her name. No problem there. So both looking good. Gordon had kind of a rough road to hoe, but he got there. So all is well in the house of the Smiths. Back to the net. This is Philo the Elf.
All right. Thank you so much, Philo. You've been doing a great job. And it looks like we do not have any naughty children at this point. So that's great news. But I wanted to share with everyone about Santa. He has been losing a little bit of weight. And it's actually, he's not able to have all those treats he used to have. And I think the cortisone shots, for some reason, or bother him, so he just wants the salads and the vegetables and the meats. No weight is being put on with all those sweets he used to have. And like I said, flying up here sure is different this year than it was last year. And you know, Rudolph Jr., we have a scarf around his neck just to see how fast we're going. And I tell you, it's having problems staying connected. And like I said, I don't have to be bundled all warm like I was last year, so I think the speed has something to do with it. We're not in any place too long. And as I can see, we're heading towards the Ukraine right about now. So hopefully that gave everyone a report about Santa Claus and his weight and flying around up here. And definitely Mr. G and Miss Kathleen, we'll see what we can do to get you a different little vehicle. Who knows? Okay, I'm going to drop for just a short moment. I'm going to read you a story, and this has to do with gifts. And then I'm going to throw it out again to see who else we can get connected. This has been a grand session, and I've truly enjoyed doing it, and I hope everyone has enjoyed participating. So let me pause for a moment. You know, I heard this story from one of the elves after it happened, and I wanted to share it with everyone. One night after Santa's workshop closed, the elves were having hot chocolate as they decided what to give to each of their North Pole friends for Christmas. "What can we give Mrs. Claus?" asked Bonnie. "We could get her perfume," suggested Bud. "No, she already has that," said one of the other elves. "Let's get her socks." Bert, who had been listening to the elf, said, "Those are all good ideas, but I bet Mrs. Claus would really like something you made for yourself, for herself." "We never thought about that," said the elf. "What can we make for Mrs. Claus?" "I know," said Bonnie. "Let's all make her Christmas tree ornaments." All the elves agreed, because after all, their specialty is Christmas. The elves began to cut and paint and glue their creations, and soon bits of paper and glitter and ribbon were all over the room. The elves made all different kinds of ornaments out of many different things. Some elves baked dough ornaments of all shapes and sizes. Others created their gifts from popsicle sticks, clothespins, yarn, and wood. Let me pause for a moment. These are going to be the best ornaments ever, exclaimed Bonnie. Yes, agreed Bud, and making them is a lot of fun, too. Late Christmas Eve, the elves hung all their handmade ornaments on a Christmas tree, especially for Mrs. Claus. There were round ornaments made out of balls, snowflakes, and stars that twinkled in the light. Little houses painted all different colors and ornaments shaped like reindeer and snowmen. It was the prettiest Christmas tree ever. The next morning, when Mrs. Claus walked outside, the elves were all standing around the Christmas tree, decorated with their special gifts for her. Merry Christmas, the elves said gleefully as Mrs. Claus smiled. Oh, what a wonderful surprise, Mrs. Claus exclaimed, admiring each ornament. These ornaments are all so beautiful, and they will always have a special place in my heart because you made them. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Let me see who else we have to come aboard. The Santa Express for South Cars. Again, this is Mrs. Claus and the Santa Express coming through Kathleen Station, Kilo 6 Sierra, United November. Are there any others who would like to come aboard and share any comments about Christmas in their area and their household? Or maybe you just want to say hi.
Victor X-Ray Papa.
All right, I have one station. I have Victor X-Ray Papa. Is there anybody else who would like to come aboard? And if I would like to hear about your area and see how things are in your area, or maybe you just want to say hi. So is there anyone else who would like to join Rick as we continue with the Santa Express? All right, hearing nothing, and Mr. Rick, N1VXP, tell us how things are up in Ohio. Is the weather okay? Plans for Christmas, food you're making, the friends you're seeing, family you're seeing. And we always want to hear what type of gift you want for Christmas so we can make sure we can have that if we can get it made if we don't have it. So, Rick, how about coming aboard?
Good afternoon, Mrs. Claus. Rick here in N1TXP in Chillicothe, Ohio. And first thing I have to say is, it does not feel like Christmas. Believe it or not, it is 60 degrees. It should be like 30 or 20. But no, it's 60 degrees, and we're waiting for the next hour or so for some pretty heavy rain, possible thunderstorms, and just waiting for that to happen. It's on its way. And not typical of winter. But tomorrow we may get a little bit of, they're saying maybe a little snowfall reaction after all this rain is over. And kind of making traveling conditions a little on the rough side for some people. I have relatives in the area that we were all thinking about getting together, but considering the weather conditions and what's going on, we've decided, well, we're going to make it the weekend. So our plans are to kind of hold off for a couple days and just hope the weather will clear up a little bit, easier for traveling, easier to get together. And kind of enjoy the weekend. As far as for Christmas, the only thing I've been looking at was I need to replace, let me drop it for a second. I need to replace a router. I had recently gotten a Wi-Fi router and found out it's not compatible. It's something that people have to understand. Not all routers will work on Wi-Fi, even though they say they will. But this one does not work with the tablet I have. I found out the problem. and I'm looking into a replacement of a all-in-one router. Does a travel size. I don't really need a big fancy high expensive unit. Just something to run my tablet while I'm at home. And I'm looking into getting that. Would like to have that for Christmas. And make it so that I can use my tablet as well as my laptop on Echolink. Hope everybody has a good holiday. Hope you get what you want. And hope the weather stays calm, and we don't need the severe weather, tornadoes or anything like that. Hope they calm down and make it nice for traveling. N1TXP, back to Mrs. Claus.
Well, thank you, Mr. Rick, for coming aboard. And 60 degrees, yes, that's rather warm. But I'm sure it's going to take the plunge, just like the plunge is going to happen in the state of Florida. It's in the 80s, I think, what I've understood, and it's supposed to go down to the 60s. So yours may be heading down as well. And so I guess enjoy it when it's there. But, you know, this is what I've heard out of Florida. This is not a normal temperature to be having either. So I know about the router replacement. Santa Claus and myself, we had, I think it was a Linksys wireless router, and we now have a higher speed router than that. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but then we have a higher speed modem, so we have pretty high speed because we have a lot of computers and a lot of things we need to keep going up there. So hopefully you'll find the router you need. But I'm going to throw it out there. I'm going to throw it out to several of the checkers and see if they have any comments. And we want Philo, he's doing a great job, to actually come back aboard as well. But let me throw it first of all to Jim and Rebecca. They are my helpers there to check the naughty and nice list. And maybe they can check the inventory at the same time, because I don't think I have a router up here, because we may need to make another stop. So Jim and Rebecca, whichever one of you want to come back aboard, tell us if Rick is on that naughty or nice list, and how about our inventory?
Well, okay. This is KB4QY. Yeah, there he is. Man, he was difficult to find, all right. Right now it's the corner over here. But he's here anyhow. And naughty and nice, he's nice. And that's for sure. But, and then routers. Routers. Where have we got any routers? Oh, yeah. Oh, we messed up here, Miss Claus. We got to figure special to the slave, because you don't have a router on board, but we got plenty of them here at the warehouse. They just didn't get one on board, so we'll have to make a special run and get that up there. We'll contact Mr. Gordon. And see about that, because he's in charge of that particular department, and I'm sure that he'll make preparations for the router to make it to you up there. But we do have routers, but there wasn't one on display. Over.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Jim, and. We'll get a hold of Mr. G and have him make that special trip and see where we can throw a rendezvous for that router. And there are so many different kinds, so we may be getting in the wrong one, but hopefully we can place it under the tree for him. So, Philo and Mr. Gary, can you share with us whether Rick is on that naughty or nice list? And, you know, a lot of people have been sort of slightly on the edge, so maybe Rick is at point. I don't know. But come back aboard. We'll start with you, Philo. Tell us if Rick, N1VXP, his location is Ohio, Chillicothe, Ohio. How was he this year? Was he good or was he naughty?
Well, thank you, Mrs. Claus. You know, again, it was one of those dicey situations out there in Chillicothe. Rick was kind of walking that fine line between naughty and nice, but he crossed over to the nice side. So this year, everything's going to go well. There will be no coal in his stocking, so going to be a good one there. At this point, too, I would like to give a shout-out to everybody in Panama. And hope that you enjoy Christmas on the Isthmus. And I'm going to turn it over to KC2RMO with that one. You had to get that Panama in there, didn't you? You just had to do that, didn't you? I just wanted to pass along. I've only got Philo until 3 o'clock. But the agency only gave him to me for 3 hours. And I am due for another event. So I'm going to have to get ready for it along with saying so long to Philo. So this is probably going to be my last break for the Santa Express today. But I did want to take this opportunity to wish all of South Cars a happy, blessed, and a magical Christmas. I hope this is just a great one for you. I know some of us are having... less than Christmas-like weather. I know, like Rick, you know, we're 50 degrees here in Syracuse, and it's just kind of dreary and dismal. But the real spirit of Christmas will prevail, I know, and just make everything great. So, wishing you all the very, 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 very best and the happiest Christmas ever. I'm gonna back out now. This is KC2RML. Back to Mrs. Claus.
Well, Mr. Gary and Philo, on behalf of Santa Claus, myself, the Santa Express, and South Cars, we want to thank you for your participation today, and we surely enjoyed Philo being part of it. I'm going to actually start to wind down here. I want to share a story because of what Gary is saying and how everyone is so important. I want to share a final story with you. I'll ask for final check-ins from anyone, anywhere, and then we'll close. So, Gary, to you and Stephanie, have a wonderful Christmas, a splendid New Year, and hopefully all is well, and you get to put your little heart desires. So, 73 for now. So, let me share this little story with you. And this is about everyone being important. "Oh, Mrs. Claus, you made the loveliest gingerbread village I've ever seen," exclaimed Sally. "May I help you?" "Why, thank you, Mary," said Mrs. Claus as she continued her work. "But making a village like this takes great skill and patience. Why not sit and watch as I put on the finishing touches? There is plenty of gingerbread to snack on while you watch." "No, thank you, Mrs. Claus. I must go and find something important to do," said Sally disappointedly as she left the kitchen. Outside, she found rows and rows of beautifully decorated Christmas trees. Among the trees, she discovered an elf on a ladder, hanging ornaments from the branches. "Just look how they sparkle and shine," exclaimed Sally, as she admired the tree. "I've never seen such delicate crystal ornaments as these." "Why, thank you, Sally," said the elf as he polished a sparkling silver star. "These are hand-blown glass, made right here in Santa's secret village. May I help you decorate the tree? Asked Sally eagerly. "I'm sorry, but little ones are not allowed to touch things that could break so easily," replied the older elf as he tossed an empty box into the snow below. Let me pause for a moment. "Why not sit down and chat with me while I work? I can tell you a story about every one of these ornaments," he continued as he held up a tiny glass snowflake. "I'm sure your stories are quite interesting, sir," replied Sally, "but I must go and find something important to do." She trudged through the snow towards Santa's workshop. "Oh, sir," Sally cried, "you paint such beautiful doll faces. They look almost real. May I help you paint?" "How nice of you to say, Sally," said the doll maker, "but it takes years and years of practice and a steady hand to paint faces such as these," exclaimed the doll maker as he carefully painted on a pair of tiny pink lips. "Would you like to play with some of my paint?" inquired the doll maker. "That's okay," Sally sighed, "but I must go and find something important to do." She then headed to the music shop. "Just look how perfect they've made these instruments," Sally purred as she gently stroked the tiny keyboard of the toy piano. "May I help you put these together?" she questioned. "They are nice, aren't they?" agreed the master craftsman with pride. "Putting one together so it will play beautiful music is a skill only a few possess." Let me pause once again. "It's okay if you like to play with one for a moment," he said as he carefully strung the tiny guitar. "Thanks for your kind offer, sir," Sally replied, "but I must find something important to do." Sally left the workshop. She wandered about for some time. Finally, in a room at the end of the hall, she found Santa. "Sally, come in," Santa called as he glanced up from his list. "Why do you look so unhappy?" "I just can't find something important to do," she said sadly. "I just don't know why I am here." Sally pulled Sally to his knee. "I brought you here to my workshop for a very important job that you do so well. Every elf here has a special skill, a job they do better than any other. What we all needed was someone to encourage us, someone to tell us what a good job we do. That's what you do best." "You've been here doing it all day," Santa pointed out proudly. "Well, that is an important job," said Sally as she jumped down from Santa's knee. "It's my job, and I'll do it my very best." "Everyone is important. Now just do what you do best," said Santa. "Now let's get back to work." Sally skipped happily from the room. She had found an important job to do. With that, I'm going to throw it out there for any final check-ins as we conclude our Santa's Express 2014. But I'd like to hear from you if we haven't heard from you as we begin to close. So this is Mrs. Claus from Kilo 6 Sierra United November Station, seeing if we have any final check-ins. All right, hearing nothing, I once again want to thank everyone for being here today. It's been indeed a pleasure to be your moderator for the VOIP Santa Express. And Mr. and Ms. Claus want to extend holiday wishes from our home to yours, that all of my team, boys, girls, men and women everywhere, have a safe and joyous holiday season. We all want the same for this joyous season, and it is our hope that all receive those special gifts from Santa Claus this year. I want to again thank my team, all the stations that connected, all the boys and girls, and men and women for inviting South Cars into their home this year. So on behalf of South Cars and the Santa Express, I want to close this session of the 2014 VOIP Santa Express and wish everyone a very special and safe holiday season. So at this time, I will return the server to regular amateur traffic. Happy holidays to everyone. Have a splendid Christmas and a very prosperous and joyous New Year with special Christmas wishes from Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus. 73, everyone.